11:30 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM. WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, a DLC media station.
It's time now for Northview Baseball. This game is brought to you by York Chevy Buick of Brazil, Great Dane Trailers, Reliable Garage Doors, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Shopmeyer, York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil, Bits and Bytes, Riddell National Bank, Timberland Lumber Company, Lorenz Service in Brazil, Brazil Ace Hardware, Brazil Coffee Grounds, PDF Process Development and Fabrication, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Michael Bonomo, Morris Manufacturing, Wabash Valley Plumbing, Brackney Insurance Group, Midwest Satellite, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, your area Pepsi Distributor Refreshment Services, Lynn's Pharmacy in Brazil, Mason's Glass and Mirror in Brazil, Vanjie Sutherland Blue Realty, Clay County Sheriff Paul Harden, and First Insurance Group Agent Nick McCollum. Now, let's play ball on WAMB The Breeze.
We're at Crawfordsville High School on this Memorial Day 2022. I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in on WAMB The Breeze at AM 1130 and 106.9 in Brazil, 99.5 in Terre Haute, and on the web at WAMBradio.com. Dave, we just found the extra audio there. I had my crowd mic on, and we were getting some music from the fans downstairs. So we're good to go now, and I'm actually at Crawfordsville High School, beautiful high school sports complex, and let me close this door here just a second, and we're in the football press box. But what's kind of unique about Crawfordsville High School, if you face the other direction in the press box, you can see the baseball field. So I'm actually inside a fairly air-conditioned press box. It's a very sunny day. The wind's pretty strong, and it should be a good day for baseball. Now, if you just tuned in, Lebanon has beat South Vermillion by a final score of 11-4. It pretty much wasn't in doubt, although the Wildcats did get a two-run homer out of Peyton Hawkins and tried to come up with some runs, but it wasn't enough. When we look at the line score, Lebanon got one run in the second, two in the fourth, one in the fifth, four in the sixth, and three in the seventh for 11 runs overall. South Vermillion got one in the fourth and three in the sixth, and they just could not keep up with Lebanon. So it's Lebanon against the winner of this game between Crawfordsville and Northview. Now, as we talk about our teams today from Crawfordsville on the York Chevy Buick of Brazil pregame show, Crawfordsville is ranked ninth in the state. They're 19 wins and 6 losses, but they've been in a slump lately. And why is that? Well, less than a couple of weeks ago, their top junior pitcher by the name of Cale Corsi broke his finger, and he hasn't played since, and Crawfordsville's been on kind of a losing skid. So that kind of gives some confidence to the Northview crew. They think they've got a chance of beating this Crawfordsville team with the loss of the top pitcher from Crawfordsville, but we'll see how it goes. So it should be a good battle today between Crawfordsville and Northview, and the winner of this game plays Lebanon at 6 o'clock. Of course, if the Knights win, I'll be on the air at around 5:40, 5:45 later today. If not, the season will be over. I do have some exciting news to announce. Tomorrow night, since Clay City Girls won their softball sectional, they'll be playing up in Brownsburg at Bethesda Christian, against Bethesda Christian, we think, although we're waiting for that final today, but they're definitely the favorite. It's either them or Indiana Deaf School. But Clay City Girls Softball Regional coverage, that'll be a bonus broadcast on the air tomorrow at around 5:35 or so here on WAMB. We got some other scores to pass along to you real quick. West Vigo survives a scare today. They were able to pick up a win today over Edgewood, but that game went down to the wire. The final score was 4-3 with West Vigo coming out on top there. Riverton Park's baseball season ends. They lose to a very good Lafayette Central Catholic team 8-0, so a tough loss for the Riverton Park squad. As we look at some other games, Park Heritage, they're hosting a sectional today, and we'll try to get you some scores on that one a little bit later. The 4A baseball sectional, Brownsburg eliminates Terre Haute North today in 6 innings, rather, by a score of 11-1. And Bloomfield beats Clay City 5-1 in the baseball sectional at Shackamack. So the Clay City Eels baseball team, they are out of the baseball tournament for this year. We'll come back with more. We'll talk with Craig Trout, the head coach of the Northview Knights, when our pregame show continues, brought to you by York Chevy Buick of Brazil. I'm Dave Crooks from the IHSAA sectional, and this is 3A baseball coverage here on WAMB The Breeze.
York Chevrolet Buick of Brazil is a proud supporter of the Northview Knights.
Hi, this is Drew Shepard from York Chevrolet Buick. Located off Highway 40 in Brazil, we have over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock and are sure to have a vehicle that you and your family will love. Plus, we buy cars at above market value, even if you don't buy ours. With the largest inventory and the lowest prices in the Wabash Valley, it's easy to see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
It's another day in the Wabash Valley. And for most of us, it's just another day on the job. But at Lynn's Pharmacy, taking care of neighbors and making the community a better and healthier place is our mission. Because when you love what you do and you really care about the people you serve, you do it well. It's not for the glory, a big award, or even a pat on the back. It's just knowing that we can count on each other. Lynn's Pharmacy, a modern pharmacy with old-fashioned values and personal service in downtown Brazil.
Great Dane Brazil, the leader in employment opportunities, already offers $17 to $23 an hour, referral bonuses, great health insurance, and matching 401k. Now they've taken it up a notch. Applicants receive 2 weeks paid vacation, an extra $2 an hour for night shifts, and get an extra $100 a week perfect attendance award paid the following week. That's an extra $5,200 a year. Become a maker at greatdane.com/careers or call 812-443-4711.
Hi, this is Mark, owner of Reliable Garage Doors. Are you tired of looking at the same garage door you had on your house when you bought it? Then it's time to do something about it. Let us at Reliable Garage Doors make your home look new again. I'll come over and give you a free estimate. Just call me at 812-841-2078. Your local garage door expert with over 36 years of experience.
The best in high school sports on WAMB The Breeze.
Craig Trout is with us prior to the Crawfordsville-Northview game. Coach, here it is, a sectional day on Memorial Day, and you're playing a very good Crawfordsville team. They're struggling as of late because their top pitcher has broken a finger, so they've lost a few games. But what's the scouting report on the Athenians?
Just a really good ball club. I mean, one of those teams that hit the ball the other way really well. They, you know, even though they lost their number one guy, they still have good twos and threes. Field the ball well, bunt the ball, steal a lot, just try to put you in positions to make a mistake. And I think it's one of those things that we've got to kind of slow down a little bit today. We got to try to control a little bit of the game flow ourselves to make sure we take care of those things. And I think that we've played well. You know, we've won five out of our last six and done pretty well. So we're coming in here with confidence. But, you know, it's a good team, and you're playing them at their place. It makes it a little tougher. So,
as we're recording this interview, South Vermilion's trailing Lebanon 3-1. Lebanon's the only team that's beat West Vigo this year.
Yeah, and I talked to Coley about them and said they're just a really good, again, a really good team. Hit the ball pretty well. And so South Vermilion's going to give you a good game all the time. Uh-oh, a little action here.
You have to describe it.
Yeah, catcher had a block there, and then the guy pops up. The catcher pops up, has to look the guy back at second, and then makes that mistake of kind of not putting everything on it to first, and the guy doesn't pick it. So, you know, again, there you go. Guy scores a run right there, and looks like he got an interference call. So
Lebanon just took a 4-1 lead with that play,
so
I think.
Lebanon up 4-1. Lebanon, again, they got a kid. He's got a little bit short arms at just a tick, but he's going to be in the 85, 86 range, be pretty solid. So it looks like Coach Terry's coming out to talk this over. There's nobody better than Tim Terry to know what's going on. So I got to see what's happening here, too.
All right, well, of course, you'll pitch your ace today, but, you know, obviously trying to use him all day long will be tough, so you've got to go to two or three other pitchers if you do get to the final game tonight.
Yeah, first of all, Landon's on the mound. It gives us a better feeling. You know, we always seem to have a little more confidence with him out there, but the other thing about it is with Coy as the two, and then, you know, whether it be Nate or Caden or whoever, I still think our pitching staff is deep enough to win the game in the late game if we get there, but we've got to win this first game to get there.
All right, Coach, good luck today.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
And that, of course, is Craig Trout. And that is our pregame interview with the coach as the Northview team is out taking some warm-ups right now. And our pregame show continues on the York Chevy Buick of Brazil pregame show. We'll continue getting set for this big matchup today between Crawfordsville and Northview. But first, this two-minute timeout on WAMB.
Hi, I'm Agent Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Born and raised in Clay County with my wife, Stephanie, and two boys, Colton and Casey. When I'm not working, you can find me around town spending time with my family, especially at Northview High School, cheering on the Knights. As your local insurance agent, my priority is to make sure you and your family have the coverage you need so you will be protected when the unexpected happens.
Stop knocking on wood and call my dad, Chad, at 812-208-3244. Go Knights!
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. Boy, are we thankful for having over 170 new cars in stock. But let's talk about your car. Your pre-owned vehicle is worth more than ever to us here at York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We will buy your pre-owned vehicle regardless if you buy ours. Value your trade at YorkCDJRBrazil.com. That's YorkCDJRBrazil.com and see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Hey friends, it's Mavery from Bits and Bites in Brazil. I want to invite you to our storefront for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. We're located on National Avenue. Just look for our Bits and Bites sign. Our menu is jam-packed and it's still growing. We have everything from coffee, tea, lemonade refreshers, flavored frappes, and breakfast pizza to Philly cheesesteaks, wraps, salads, and so much more. Check out our daily specials on our Bits and Bites Facebook page. Bits and Bites, where you walk in the door as a guest and leave as part of our family.
Mason's Glass and Mirror in Brazil is your hometown full-service glass shop, specializing in commercial storefronts, residential glass repair and replacement, and custom order glass and mirrors. Mason's also does screen and storm window repairs. Need a frameless shower installed? Let Mason's do it for you. See examples of their work on Facebook at Mason's Glass and Mirror, LLC, or call them at 812-691-6207. Mason's Glass and Mirror, located at 912 West National Avenue in Brazil.
This is 1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM, WAMB, The Breeze.
Welcome back live to Crawfordsville High School. Happy Memorial Day, everyone, and be sure to take a moment to reflect on what this holiday is all about as we honor our veterans, especially those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. I'm Dave Crooks as we bring you high school baseball today on this Memorial Day. Always a very busy weekend. Just got a score from softball, and it looks like South Vermilion, even though they lose today in boys baseball here at Crawfordsville to Lebanon, their girls team, they had some success. They win the game by a score of 11-1 over Greencastle, so they move on to the regional, which would actually be tomorrow night. So good luck to South Vermilion Wildcats. West Vigo already a winner when it comes to girls softball. And as we mentioned earlier, it is Clay City tomorrow night, most likely playing at either Indiana School of Deaf or Bethesda Christian up in Brownsburg, as their sectional got delayed till today. But we're going to bring you that Clay City girls softball regional game tomorrow night here on WAMB at around 5:35, so keep that in mind. So now it is Crawfordsville taking infield practice. Again, Crawfordsville's had a really good season this year. They've been ranked in the top 10 most of the year, but they're 19-6. They've had a few losses as of late due to the fact that they've lost the services of Cale Corsi, their top pitcher. He's a junior, but they still have a lot of weapons in their arsenal. This will not be an easy team for Craig Trout's team to beat today. Matter of fact, our game day dose for a win brought to you by Lynn's Pharmacy. This probably has to be the best game of the season for Northview if they're going to have any chance of getting to the championship tonight against Lebanon. First of all, when you look at the Knights, of course, you've got Landon Carr who will be pitching. He's got to have his best game probably of the season. The Northview bats have to get hot, and errors, that's something that's really haunted this Northview team at times, and they just have to play error-free baseball. If they can find the magic combination of those three things, they've got a chance to beat a very good Crawfordsville team today and then play in the championship. But what makes this a little tougher, here it is, not quite 2 o'clock, They'll be out on the field till at least 4 or 4:30. They'll have about an hour to rest, get a quick lunch, and then, boom, they're playing again on a very warm day in Crawfordsville. So that could have some effects as well. The current temperature right now in Crawfordsville is 82, expected to be 84 by the time the first pitch gets underway at 6 o'clock tonight. So good battle coming up between Northview and Crawfordsville. We'll continue our pregame show brought to you by York Chevy Buick of Brazil and be back to set the stage and the lineups here on WAMB.
I am Matt Bilyeu, and this is my account.
Matt Bilyeu of Culver's talks about Riddell National Bank.
My relationship with Riddell started with a personal home loan. From there, it blossomed into a business opportunity. Riddell, I think, is so much more than just a bank. They're a true partner.
For commercial loans and lines of credit, choose Riddell National Bank.
It's been so great, the relationship we have with Riddell. They've partnered with us to make our family's dreams come true.
Member FDIC.
One promise Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. Tony Lorenz will help and won't rip you off. He'll make sure what needs fixed on your vehicle gets fixed. Lorenz Service is a proud supporter of the North Unites, and Lorenz Service is now hiring technicians, looking for hardworking, caring individuals to work as a team at Lorenz Service. Stop in to see Tony Lorenz today to learn more. Imagine this, laying back on a perfect 80-degree day on your floaty in your above-ground or in-ground pool. Sounds nice, right? Sparkle Pools in Terre Haute can help make you have a lifetime of fun and memories. Visit mysparklepools.com for more information and get started on your preferred pool. Sparkle Pools in Terre Haute has been your trusted pool service for over 50 years. Sparkle Pools wants to wish the North Unites team the best of luck. Sparkle Pools, the Wabash Valley's number one pool builder.
The North Unites love Brazil Coffee Grounds, and you will too. Make Brazil Coffee Grounds your go-to stop before school or work every morning and get a coffee, iced latte, or frappe with numerous flavors to choose from to give you the energy you need to start your day. Brazil Coffee Grounds isn't just known for their coffee. Their pastries and lunch items are great too. For a full menu of their drinks and food, visit their Facebook page. Brazil Coffee Grounds wants to wish the best of luck to the Northview Knights.
The voice of the Northview Knights, WAMB, The Breeze.
Well, we're back live at Crawfordsville High School. I'm Dave Crooks, and boy, I've been busy this afternoon, not only getting ready for this game, but folks, if you see on Facebook or Twitter when someone claims there's live video coverage and you hit this link to watch it, nine times out of ten, it's not accurate. It's basically spam, and they're convincing you to click something that would basically let something into your computer. So I've been busy taking those off our Facebook post about today's game, but there is definitely no video coverage of this sectional game today. Your only source is WAMB, so be aware of that if you're trying to find additional coverage, because we're basically all you got, and we're glad that you're tuned in on this Memorial Day. Had a great time at the Indianapolis 500 yesterday, and we hope you enjoyed the broadcast here on WAMB, and didn't hurt that as we drew our drivers before the race. I had Erickson, so I guess when Scott Dixon blew it, he was penalized for driving 61 in the pit. 60's the max. That cost him big time, and he lost the race over that one big mistake. But Dixon pretty much was in a great position to win it, and Erickson pulls it out instead. So another successful Indy 500. I'm just glad that the weather cooperated. Well, we're just a few moments away from getting this game underway between Crawfordsville and Northview. Our pregame show, of course, brought to you by York Chevy Buick of Brazil. At York Automotive, you're number one. We're not number one. You are. That's what I get for trying to do that by memory, folks. But they'll take good care of you anytime you go down and see the folks at York. So check them out today and thank them for their sponsorship of Northview Sports. It looks like to me the Knights, okay, now I see it, they will be the home team, which that gives us an advantage on the scoreboard and to be able to hit last bat, so that's good. So when Crawfordsville gets ready to go, their pitcher today will be Cale Wimmer, and he'll be in the number eight spot when it's his turn to bat. And, of course, the defensive lineup for Northview is going to look like this. Landon Carr is on the mound. Coy Edwards is behind home plate. Devin Barnhart at first. Hunter Johnson at second, Gavin Jones at third, Caden Schrader at short. In the outfield for Northview, it'll be Nate Rissler, Braden Krieger, and Peyton Lear. So that's what the defensive lineup looks like for Northview when they get ready to do battle here shortly. When time does get underway here, Bryce Dow, the third baseman, will be the first batter for Crawfordsville. Batting second will be Jude Corsi. He is a second baseman. Austin Motz is a shortstop, and he'll be batting third. Then it's Alex Kellerman, the center fielder, batting fourth. Batting fifth will be the catcher, A.J. Hall. Batting sixth and playing right field will be Wyatt Motz. Batting seventh and playing first base, Calden Underwood. Batting eighth, as we mentioned earlier, the pitcher, Cale Wimmer. And batting ninth and playing left field, Evan Chaney. So, again, kind of a look at the starting lineup for Crawfordsville and the defensive lineup for the Northview Knights. Again, the Knights, the home team on the scoreboard. So, Crawfordsville getting ready to wrap up their infield play, and then there'll be a meeting at home plate with both coaches and the umpires. We should be able to get this game underway in less than 10 minutes. So that's the situation here at Crawfordsville High School on this beautiful Memorial Day afternoon. We'll come back, we'll take a break, and be back with more on WAMB.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
Message to Amy Spin Class. Happy 3rd 29th birthday, Amy. Ha ha.
You're good at voice to text. We're good at your insurance. Find an agent online, over the phone, or in person, and stop knocking on wood.
Micah Bonomo wants to wish the Northview Knights the best of luck this season. Stay local with your insurance. Call Micah today, 812-446-2521.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. So forget everything you thought you knew about soda, because that nitrogen gives us a whole new experience. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. You don't pour this like any other cola. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. What else is there to say? From the creamy foam to the smooth texture to its unbelievably delicious flavor, this is cola like you've never had it before. Time to bring your taste buds to the next frontier. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
Now at Walmart, find rollbacks on your favorite Pepsi products. 12-pack cans are only $4.98. 24-ounce 6-packs and 12-ounce 8-packs are just $4.48. Stock up and save with these rollbacks at Walmart today.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM, WAMB.
Back live at Crawfordsville High School on this Memorial Day Monday afternoon. Hope you're enjoying your day off. For most of you, getting the day off, and we're glad that you're tuned in to WAMB The Breeze. WAMB Brazil Terre Haute. We're on AM 1130 and 106.9 in Brazil, 99.5 FM in Terre Haute, and we're on the web at WAMBRadio.com. I'm Dave Crooks. Thanks for tuning in today. And again, a reminder, tomorrow night we're going to bring you girls softball action as Clay City won their sectional, and they will play tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. We'll be on the air sometime after 5:35 from either the Indiana School of Deaf or Bethesda Christian up in Brownsburg. They're playing that championship today, so we'll try to get you a final on that as soon as we can. But, again, tune in tomorrow night, and we'll give the Clay City Eels softball team some love and hope that they'll make a return trip to the state championship like they did last year, which was a lot of fun. Meantime, Park Heritage is hosting a baseball sectional today, so that one is not over. Clay City boys, they're out at Shackamack. Terre Haute's North is out. Let's see. Riverton Park got beat today. West Vigo is still alive in both boys baseball and girls softball. So we still have some teams that are in the hunt for either a baseball or a softball state championship. And we'll make a decision by the end of the night to see what we're covering besides Clay City softball, possibly on WAMB or our sister station, WAXI, up in Rockville, depending on what teams are remaining. What makes it tough, especially around that Memorial Day weekend and the way that they play these girls' softball games so tightly, if you do decide to do what we call bandwagon jumping on a team that's hot, it's really hard to have enough time to get on the phones and stir up sponsorships and get the games on the air and scheduled because you just don't get much notice. For example, some of the softball teams are being decided today for their sectional championship. Then they're playing tomorrow night. There's just no way to make that happen for a team that's not normally on the radio. But since we've got Northview sponsors and a log already in the machine, it's no problem to bonus our Northview sponsors tomorrow night's Clay City game, and we sure wish the Lady Eels best of luck when they do play in that regional championship tomorrow. Well, they're doing some final touch-up work to the infield. Craig Trout's got his team corralled right in front of the dugout for a quick team meeting. They're pumped up, and they feel pretty good about their chances tonight. And when you look at Northview overall, they are 9 wins and 11 losses on the season, but they've won 5 out of their last 6. They've played some pretty potent teams this season, so they've had some good experience against some very quality teams. Crawfordsville's kind of got the opposite problem right now. They started out very strong due to the loss of their pitcher recently and won Cale Corsi. It's making it tough for them right now to get the expectations that were there for this team early in the season. So Northview's got a serious shot at getting back into that championship game like they did last year. And then, of course, they went on to lose to Brebeuf at Danville at the regional. I had a chance to watch that Lebanon-South Vermilion game earlier today, and Lebanon, the only team that beat West Vigo, which was back on April 7th, so that tells you how long it's been since West Vigo has lost a baseball game. They are a very good ball club. They'll be tough for no matter who wins this game today for the championship coming up later today at 6. And again, Northview, if they do win, I'll stick around and bring you that game at around 5:40, 5:45 today. If Northview loses, I'll just load up the vehicle and head home, and we'll call it a season and get ready for Clay City girls softball tomorrow night. Our pregame show brought to you by York Chevy Buick of Brazil. And, of course, at York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. We're just moments away from the first pitch of today's game between Crawfordsville and, of course, the Northview Knights. Stay with us, back in a moment on WAMB.
Did you know the majority of domestic automobiles on the road today have parts made in Brazil, Indiana at Morris Manufacturing? Morris Manufacturing in Brazil is hiring for several positions. All training is done in-house, so no experience is required. This is a full-time job. Starting wages have increased to $13 an hour. To begin your new career at Morris Manufacturing, apply today at morrismfg.com or in person at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil.
Walt Goble at Wabash Valley Plumbing is the experienced professional you need on your side. If you're remodeling, doing new construction, needing a water heater, toilet, or faucets, Wabash Valley Plumbing also can upgrade or replace your water, sewer, and gas lines. When you want things done right, done professionally, and done leaving you worry-free, then Wabash Valley Plumbing is who you need. Wabash Valley Plumbing, serving Clay and surrounding counties.
Call Walt today at 812-442-4987. Check them out on Facebook.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on WAMB.
Dave Crooks back live at Crawfordsville High School. What a beautiful campus they have here for a high school. I mean, just a nice sports complex. Again, I'm in the football press box. They have windows on both sides, so if I look from behind, I can see the beautiful turf football field here at Crawfordsville. And then as I go back to my original spot, I'm looking at the baseball diamond and the home plate not too far away from me. So it's kind of a nice setup the way they have this laid out, especially for the press. And we appreciate the excellent hospitality at Crawfordsville, besides putting us in an air-conditioned press box today, which is hard to beat. We've had great food. They've brought us some barbecue and chips and cookies and soft drinks. So we're kind of being spoiled up here in Crawfordsville if you're in the media press box today. So anyway, so we're still just a few moments away from getting this game underway. Both teams are in front of their respective dugouts. I expect the umpires to be out at any moment to have a quick meeting behind home plate, and hopefully we'll get this game underway at any moment. But a very busy day up here at Crawfordsville for all the live coverage here on WAMB The Breeze. We had a little automation issue today on our Chicago Cubs radio coverage on our sister station 1049 WAXI. So if you tuned in earlier for that coverage, we now think we've got that fixed. More information than most of you need, but we share a receiver with the Indianapolis 500 feed, and it seems like every time we put the 500 on that it takes a while to synchronize back to the Cubs network. So that's exactly what bit us today, it looks like. And so we'll have to make sure that's all running smooth. But thanks for our loyal Cub listeners who always let us know if there's ever an issue. Our phones will blow up, or we'll get a message on Facebook within moments. And it's good to have so many fans listening for all of our coverage on all of our DLC Media radio stations. So, again, it's a big day today here in Crawfordsville. This game's getting underway about 30-plus minutes behind the original schedule, but South Vermilion gave it all they could, but they could not beat a very good Lebanon team by a score of 11-4. So Lebanon improves to 14-11 on the season. They finished fourth in the Sagamore Conference this year. Crawfordsville finished first, and they had an 11-win, 3-loss record. So that shows you how competitive the Sagamore Conference was this year. And, again, we'll see how it goes in the postseason to see which teams advance. But, obviously, we're hoping that Northview can make a long drive late in the season. And hopefully they've learned a lot from playing so many quality teams this season. I think of the Hall of Fame Classic, where they had three big games, and they came out on the losing end of each of those three. But I think they got good experience, and they learned a lot by playing teams like that. They've played teams like West Vigo, one of the better teams that we had seen this season, and several others. So you just never know. So not a bad-sized crowd is on hand today here at Crawfordsville, and we hope to get this game started here at any moment. Not sure why it's taken so long. It looks to me like what's probably happened, the umpires are still cooling off. I'm assuming they're using the same umps they had before. Okay, I think the public address announcer is going to get the ball rolling here. Let's see what he's got for us here. But I don't see the umps yet, so I think that's the issue. So hopefully we'll get this game started here very shortly. Well, did your favorite driver win the race yesterday at the 500? It was a great day at the track. They reported well over 300,000 fans were in attendance. Things went pretty smooth. If you're a fan like me that went, no issues, it looks like. And everybody had a great day at the greatest race in the world. And something that Indiana should be very proud of with our coverage or of our Indy 500 race that's held each and every year in Speedway, Indiana. Now the umpires have showed up, and they're finally going to have the mound meeting that we thought would happen 10 minutes ago. So I'm not sure if this is the same group of umpires as the first game or if that's actually a new bunch. But either way, they're going to have a quick meeting at home plate. There's three umpires altogether. And hopefully we're going to get this game underway here in just a moment. While they have a quick meeting, let's take another break. This is Northview Baseball on WAMB The Breeze.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. Visit our Timberland store to get everything you need for your new project. And if we don't have the supplies you need in store, we can order it for you. You can even rent the equipment from our rental department. Timberland strives to provide you with the finest residential and commercial building projects at a level of service that is second to none. Quality, integrity, Timberland.
Hi, this is Keith Brackney letting you know that HMSB Insurance is now Brackney Insurance Group. Nothing has changed except the name. We offer great rates and the best customer service in the business. Stop in today at any of our four convenient locations in Greencastle, Brazil, Rockville, or Montezuma. Chances are very good that we'll save you money and improve your coverage. Experience the Brackney Insurance Group difference today. Rest easy. We've got you covered.
This is WAMB, The Breeze. Like us on Facebook.
Back live at Crawfordsville High School, I'm Dave Crooks on WAMB The Breeze, AM 1130 and 106.9 in Brazil, 99.5 in Terre Haute, and on the web at WAMBradio.com. The umpire still talking with both coaches. Craig Trout is out there with his counterpart, Brett Motz. And it looks like, according to our lineup, there are two Motzes on the team. I assume that Wyatt and Austin are the sons of Coach Brett Motz. So that's always extra exciting if you're a baseball coach and you've got a kid or two playing, a little extra motivation to win and to play well. And I think this could be one of the bigger battles that Northview has seen this season when they take on this very good Crawfordsville team. Again, we're almost set for action, still going on. I don't think they're talking about dinner tonight, gang, but they're at least having a meeting at home plate between the Northview coaches and the coach for Crawfordsville and the three umpires. So we're getting closer, but we're still not quite there yet. But a good-sized crowd has made the trip up today for this big battle, and should be a good battle today between both Northview and Crawfordsville, and we're just glad you're tuned in. Now they're finally shaking hands. I think they've...
Good afternoon, and welcome to beautiful John Rhodes Field at the Crawfordsville High School Athletic Complex for today's Class 3A Sectional 25 Semifinal Game 4 between the visiting Crawfordsville Athenians and the Northview Knights. First, let's meet the starters for your Athenians, representing Crawfordsville, Indiana. Leading off, the third baseman, number 34, Bryce Dowell. Batting second, the second baseman, number 20, Jude Corsi. Batting third, the shortstop, number 2, Austin Moats. Batting cleanup, the center fielder, number 4, Big Alex Kellerman. The catcher, number 24, A.J. Hall. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 27, Wyatt Boats. Batting seventh, the first baseman, number 6, Caden Underwood. Batting eighth, your starting pitcher, number 21, Cale Reamer. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 5, Evan Chaney. The Athenians are coached by Mr. Brent Boats. He is assisted by Rhett Welliver, Tony Bean, Cole Weaver, and Bailey Adams. Now the starters for the Northview Knights, representing Brazil, Indiana. Leading off, the catcher, number 14, John Edwards. Batting second, the right fielder, number 32, Peyton Lear. Batting third, the starting pitcher, number 25, Landon Carr. Batting fourth, the left fielder, number 20, Nathan Ristler. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 31, Devin Barnhart. Batting sixth, the shortstop, number 1, Caden Schrader. Batting seventh, the third baseman, number 21, Gavin Jones. Batting eighth, the center fielder, number 16, Braden Krieger. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 5, Hunter Johnson. Crawfordsville High School is a character count school promoting good sportsmanship by students, athletes, coaches, and spectators. We ask that all fans act responsibly and courteously to those around you. We would like to thank the umpires who have given up their time to officiate today's contest and support education-based athletics in the state of Indiana. Today's umpires, Mr. Jim Gruber, Mr. Dave Mecklenburg, and Mr. Joseph Bales. Let's play sectional baseball!
And let's do just that. I had a chance to look up during that introduction what's been going on with Crawfordsville. In their last six games, they have lost 5. So when you look back to North Montgomery, they split Two games with them in 2 days. They lost to Park Tudor 8-1. They lost to Frankfurt 6-0, then beat Frankfurt the following night 3-0. Here's a big telling sign. Back on May 20th, a week ago Friday, they lost to Lebanon, team is in the championship game tonight, 17-4. And then they lost to McCutcheon on the 23rd of May, 8-1. So, yeah, losing 5 of 6 after starting off the season with only one loss is pretty telling about where this Crawfordsville team is at. So Northview feels like they're in a very good position to pull off an upset today, and we hope they do just that. And we're so happy that you're tuned in for all the coverage today on WAMB The Breeze. We took to the airwaves about 40 minutes ago. Took a little bit longer than we thought it would to get this one ready, but we are finally there. So thanks for your patience. And on the mound, Landon Carr set to go, and he'll take up against Bryce Dow, the third baseman. So Dow steps up to the plate. Here comes the first pitch from Carr, and he hits him. He hits the batter on the very first pitch, so now Dow will be on. You know, one thing that I will say, and I will take, I'll give credit to Kathy Vosmer, the head coach for the softball team. She always wants to get out to a strong start. I mean, most coaches do. But I do think that can make a difference today. Whichever team gets out to a strong start is going to make a huge difference. And Northview really needs to get out to a strong start. But right there, one pitch, Crawfordsville already has a runner on the bag. And so we got to kind of just shake that one off and move on as Jude Corsi, the second baseman, steps up to the plate. And the first pitch to him was a ball, 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch, there's a called strike, 1-1 the count. So game just underway between Crawfordsville and Northview. A runner at first, nobody at second and third, and no outs. So now Landon Carr, and that ball smashed. Oh, it bounces off Johnson, and then it goes over past Schrader. We've got a runner rounding second, heading to third. And wow, just like that, Crawfordsville has two runners on. And I think that may be an error. We'll see if they stick it on the scoreboard. But, yep, definitely an error. So that's going to be an E4 against Hunter Johnson. And it should have been just a quick play, possibly even a double play. But he could not make it go. And now they've got runners threatening. Crawfordsville has a runner at third and first. So this will bring up Austin Motz, the shortstop. And the first pitch to him is a strike, 0-1 the count. So Landon Carr looks in, checks the runner at first, delivers the 0-1 pitch, and that's low and outside. So 1-1 the count on the batter, Austin Motz. And again, runners on the corners with no outs and no score here in the top of the first. Here comes the pitch. There's a bunt. Carr goes after it. He tags the runner. He throws it home, and they get the runner out. What a great play by Landon Carr. So Landon got the ball. It was a pretty good bunt, actually, but it was headed down the first baseline. He grabs the ball. He hits Motz. Just tags him really quickly. Then he throws to home to Coy Edwards, and he made the throw in time to where Edwards got the out at home, and now there's two outs. So, again, nice job by Landon Carr as Alex Kellerman now is your batter with Jude Corsi on at second base. Nobody at first and third with two down and no score. And the first pitch is a strike. Boy, that was a really a good play for Carr and the Knights to be able to get that double play like that, get the ball to Coy Edwards. They called him John Edwards in the introduction. I noticed that's how they had his name in the roster. And now a quick time as the pitcher and the catcher will meet briefly. Coy Edwards goes out to maybe straighten out his signs with Landon Carr. Again, Corsi is at second. Nobody at first and third with two down here in the top of the first and no score. Carr checks the runner at second. The right-hander delivers the pitch, and that's low and inside for a ball, 1-1 the count. Today's game is brought to you in part by Brazil Snowbiz. Bring the family on down for the best shaved ice around. Visit the Brazil Snowbiz Facebook page for their home location and where they'll be next. Go Knights from Brazil Snowbiz. That's a foul ball. Count 1-1. Again, two down. We're in the top of the first. No score. We're at Crawfordsville High School. Happy Memorial Day and a big thank you to all the families affected by lost veterans over the years and the ultimate sacrifice they've made to protect our country. Now that's going to be a pass ball, and the runner, Jude Corsi, will advance to third. So Crawfordsville, again, has a runner in scoring position at third base. Austin Motz, the shortstop, tagged out by Carr. Alex Kellerman, fourth batter used this inning. He's looking at a 2-2 count against Landon Carr. The pitch from Carr, swing and a miss, but it's going to be a play afterwards, and they're not going to be able to make it, and a run scores, and Crawfordsville leads 1-0. Doggone it. So Kellerman is on with the drop third strike play, and just like that, not only does the runner get on, but Corsi comes home to score, and Crawfordsville leads 1-0. Those drop third strikes can burn you sometimes, and that one did indeed burn us. So now A.J. Hall is your batter. He's the catcher, batting left-handed. First pitch, a swing and a miss. So 1-0 lead for Crawfordsville against Northview. We're on the top of the first. Landon Carr delivers the pitch. Nice, solid fly ball, and it's going to drop in front of Nate Rissler. Nate couldn't get to it in time, so that'll be a base hit. So Hall is on with a single. That's officially the first hit of the game. This will bring up Wyatt Motz, or Motz. And Wyatt is the right fielder for the Athenians. Runners at first and second for Crawfordsville. A windy day here at the Crawfordsville 3A sectional. And some nice heat, 83, 84 degrees is our temperature. I think we've got a courtesy runner at first base that they snuck in on me, so the umpire is pulling out his notebook, and now we're about set to go. Again, runners at first and second, and they both take leadoffs. Crawfordsville strikes first, leading 1-0. Landon Carr on the mound. Here comes the pitch. That's low for a ball. Today's game is brought to you in part by Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet. And a throw to second. And not a very good throw, but it's saved by Caden Schrader. A 1-0 count for Wyatt Motz. Here comes the pitch. Low and outside is the call. 2-0 the count. Landon Carr takes a sign. Checks the runner at second. The pitch. That ball popped up and out of play, 2-1 the count. So not a great first inning for the Knights. Everything from a hit pitch to an error to a pass ball. They've allowed one run, one hit. Foul ball on that swing. Got a piece of it. Count 2-2. Not sure why it shows Crawfordsville with 12 hits right now, but they only have one. They'll get that fixed eventually. Runners take their leads at first and second as Landon Carr delivers the pitch. That's a ball, and the count is now full. So a 3-2 situation for the batter, Wyatt Motz. Hunters take their leads again at first and second with two downs. Carr checks the runner, and he fakes the throw to second base. Carr set to go again. He looks over at second a second time, delivers the payoff pitch. That ball going back toward right field. It looks like it's going to be caught by the center fielder, Braden Krieger, and that will end the inning. But for Crawfordsville, they did pick up one run on one base hit. There was one Northview error and two Athenians left on. We have played a half inning of baseball here at the 3A baseball sectional. And on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's Crawfordsville 1, Northview coming to bat.
Doug Nevins and the entire team at Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning are proud supporters of local high school athletics. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning is one of the area's leading Ream Pro partners. For more than 20 years, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning has served customers in Brazil and throughout the entire Wabash Valley. Their reliable services, transparent fees, and friendly expert technicians have made them a hometown name you can trust. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet.
What makes Lynn's Pharmacy different from the big chains? People. When you walk into Lynn's Pharmacy, you'll see friends and neighbors on both sides of the counter.
We come to Lynn's Pharmacy because of Lynn and his staff. They're also knowledgeable and helpful and always willing to take the time to give us good advice.
May not be in every corner, but Lynn's Pharmacy and its predecessors have been trusted in the community since 1872. Lynn's Pharmacy, a modern pharmacy with old-fashioned values and personal service in downtown Brazil.
This is your home for Northview Sports, WAMB, The Breeze.
Welcome back live to Crawfordsville High School. I'm Dave Crooks on WAMB, The Breeze, AM 1130 and 106.9 in Brazil, 99.5 throughout the Terre Haute, West Terre Haute area, and on the web from anywhere at WAMBradio.com. We go to the bottom half of the first inning. Crawfordsville opens up a 1-0 lead. Due up for Northview will be Coy Edwards, the catcher. Batting second will be right fielder Peyton Lear. Batting third will be the pitcher Landon Carr. And batting in the cleanup spot, left fielder Nate Ristler. Devin Barnhart will bat fifth. And he, of course, is your first baseman. Caden Schrader is your sixth batter, and he plays shortstop. Gavin Jones is your seventh hitter. He plays third. Braden Krieger is your center fielder. He bats eighth. And Hunter Johnson, your second baseman, wraps up the nine-person lineup for the Northview Knights. Again, if you're just joining us, a reminder that we are going to pick up Clay City girls softball action tomorrow night as they play for a regional championship. So if you Clay City fans can help us spread the word, we're going to follow them to either Indiana School of Deaf or Bethesda Christian. And that's at Brownsburg. So that's one of those two teams will host the regional tomorrow night. So Coy Edwards will go to work as he'll face Kale Wemmer or Weimer. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And that's a called strike on the first pitch. 0-1 the count. Here comes the next pitch. Swing and a miss on that one. 0-2 the count. The 0-2 pitch. That ball popped up and out of play. Here comes the 0-2. That ball is popped up high toward right field in the foul territory area. It could have been playable, but, they're going to call it fair. How about that? What a break for the Knights. Here's what happened. So the ball was hit up in the air very high. I thought it would be in foul territory, but the wind, which was blowing, it looks like, to the east, actually blew it in fair territory, and there was confusion between Underwood and Motes and Kellerman, and nobody grabbed it. So meantime, Coy Edwards goes to second. I don't think that's going to be an error. They're going to make that a hit. So Northview has a runner at second. That's where that tying run is. This will bring up Peyton Lear, the right fielder. That was the right call, but that shows you sometimes sunshine can be a problem on a big pop fly shot like that, because that should have been basically a can of corn, but neither of those three defenders could even see the baseball. And again, I would have bet you money it would have been in foul territory, but the wind took it back to fair territory, and it landed, and the umpire called it fair, and Edwards gets on at second. So Peyton Lear ready to go with the 1-1 pitch. That's inside for a ball, 2-1 the count. Oh, wait a minute. What are they calling there? I can't tell if I don't think he was hit. Or did they decide to pass him? I don't think so, but
the pitcher landed.
Well, I'm not sure why Peyton Lear got on, so we'll find out in a moment. But Landon Carr is up next. So let's see if he can keep this momentum going. That ball is popped up toward right field, or make it to second base, actually. Jude Corsi was there. He makes the grab, and there's one down.
Okay,
I had some gentlemen in the nearby booth, and they said Lear was hit, so I guess I missed that. That's when you don't have quite the sounds that we normally have. I'm kind of in this box today. I've got the crowd mic on, but it's still not quite as good as being down close to the field, but there is a strike on Nate Ristler. So a hit pitch is how Lear got on the base. So you've got Coy Edwards at second, Peyton Lear at first. Again, your batter is Nate Ristler. He's looking at an 0-1 pitch, and that's strike two. He took that pitch. Today's game is brought to you in part by First Insurance Group agent Nick McCollum. He's local, so you should stay local with your insurance. Come grow with them, and they will keep you protected at First Insurance Group with agent Nick McCollum. So 0-2 the count with one down, Northview with two runners on at first and second. Again, your batter is Nate Ristler. Weimer delivers the pitch. It's outside for a ball, 1-2 the count. The next pitch, outside, the count even at 2-2. So Northview a chance to maybe get a run or two in this inning, which would be huge. Only one down, a 2-2 count now against Nate Ristler, but a swing and a miss, and they strike out Ristler on that pitch. First strikeout of the day for Cale Weimer.
The first baseman, Devin Barnhart.
Devin Barnhart is your batter. So Barnhart will step in with runners at first and second. Peyton Lear on at first. Coy Edwards at second. Called strike on an inside corner pitch. So the count is 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. I mentioned this earlier in the broadcast. If you're looking at our social media, I keep taking down all these spam links claiming there's video coverage. Don't click them. There's no video coverage. That pitch is high. So the count 1-2 on Devin Barnhart. Boy, we need a big home run right here to blow this one wide open. Here comes the pitch. That's high, ball two. Good day for baseball, 83, 84 degrees in Crawfordsville with windy conditions, but finally some nice warm weather. The 2-2 pitch, called strike, caught him looking, and that ends the Northview threat in the inning. So, no runs, we had one hit, there were no errors, and we left two on. We have played one inning of baseball. On the Great Dane scoreboard, it's Crawfordsville 1, Northview nothing.
Doug Nevins and the entire team at Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning are proud supporters of local high school athletics. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning is one of the area's leading Ream Pro partners. For more than 20 years, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning has served customers in Brazil and throughout the entire Wabash Valley. Their reliable services, transparent fees, and friendly expert technicians have made them a hometown name you can trust. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet.
We all need insurance, whether it's personal or commercial. Use someone you can trust. I'm Nick McCollum with First Insurance Group here in Brazil. I graduated from Northview High School and attended Indiana State University. My family is all about the Knights. You can trust me to help you get all your insurance needs taken care of. Give me a call at 812-208-2457 or visit us at figprotects.com. Let me, Nick McCollum, work for you. Come grow with us and we will help you stay protected.
This is WAMB. Like us on Facebook.
Back live at Crawfordsville High School, I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you with us on this Memorial Day 2022. We go to the top half of the second inning. Northview is trailing Crawfordsville by a 1-0 score. So now it'll be Calden Underwood. He's the first baseman. He's in the number 7 spot, followed by the pitcher, Cale Weimer, and then the number 9 batter, the left fielder, Evan Chaney. So Underwood will step in. Here comes the pitch. Called strike on the first pitch of the second inning. Again, tomorrow night, we're going to follow Clay City Girls Softball. They're at the Regional, 5:35, our pregame show here on WAMB The Breeze. Here comes the pitch. That's high and outside. Gets away from the catcher, Coy Edwards. Carr delivers the 1-1 pitch. Called strike on the inside corner, 1-2 the count. So West Vigo wins the sectional today against Edgewood 4-3. They've advanced. Terre Haute North loses in 6. And a swing and a miss on that pitch as Underwood goes down swinging. First strike out of the day for one Landon Carr. Cale Weimer is your batter, the pitcher for the Athenians, batting right-handed. One down, nobody on here in the top of the second. Crawfordsville leading Northview 1-0. Here comes the pitch from Landon Carr. Called strike. Defensively for Northview, Landon Carr on the mound. Coy Edwards the catcher. Devin Barnhart at first, Hunter Johnson at second, Gavin Jones at third, Caden Schrader at short. Card delivers the next pitch. And that's a small hit down toward third base. Picked up by Jones. He'll make the throw to Barnhart for the out. So you can score that 5-3. In the outfield and left field is Nate Ristler for Northview. Braden Krieger is in center field. Peyton Lear is in right field.
The left fielder, Evan Chaney
is your batter now for Crawfordsville. We'll take this time to remind you that Clay County Sheriff Paul Harden is one of our sponsors. Best of luck to all of our area schools. And, of course, when driving, please be safe as that ball is popped up and foul. Don't text and drive. Keep your hands on the wheel with eyes on the road at all times and keep that seatbelt on. This message, a courtesy of Clay County Sheriff Paul Harden. Landon Carr ready for the 0-1 pitch. And he hit the batter. Second time today, Carr has hit a batter. So a hit pitch puts Chaney on at first. Now we'll go to the top of the order with Bryce Dowell.
The third baseman, Bryce Dowell.
Today's game also a service of Refreshment Services Pepsi, inviting you to try the new Mountain Dew Energy today. So the winner of this game plays tonight at 6 p.m. against Lebanon here at Crawfordsville. with the right to go on to the Danville Regional Saturday. That pitch is outside for a ball. Want to know the count. Carr checks the runner at first. Delivers. Oh, he'll make the throw to first instead. Runner is safe. The 1-0 pitch. That's a ball, 2-0 the count. So two balls and no strikes with two down. That one popped up and foul. 1-0 lead for Crawfordsville. Knight stranded a couple on their bottom half of the first. So Carr looks over at first. Runner has a big lead. Carr looks again. Here comes the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. So the count evens up at 2-2 at the John Froge Field here in Crawfordsville. Landon Carr takes a sign. Checks the runner at first, delivers the pitch, swing and a miss. They strike him out, and that ends the inning. So for the Athenians here in the second, there were no runs, no hits, no errors. They did leave one on. We have played one and a half from the 3A baseball sectional, and on the Great Dane scoreboard, Crawfordsville leads Northview 1-0.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Brazil. During our Memorial Day sales event, the new Jeep Wagoneer is up to $5,000 off and 1.9% for 72 months. Jeep Renegade, $1,000 off and 0.9% for 60 months. Quad Cab Ram, $1,500 at 0% for 60 months. And if you don't see what you need, ask us about our trade value guarantee on sold orders. US 40 west of Brazil, it's easy to see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Great Dane Brazil, the leader in employment opportunities, already offers $17 to $23 an hour, referral bonuses, great health insurance, and matching 401k. Now they've taken it up a notch. Applicants receive 2 weeks paid vacation, an extra $2 an hour for night shifts, and get an extra $100 a week perfect attendance award paid the following week. That's an extra $5,200 a year. Become a maker at greatdane.com/careers or call 812-443-4711.
Your home for Northview Sports, WAMB The Breeze.
Back live at Crawfordsville High School on this Memorial Day, Monday afternoon. Glad that you're tuned in on this Monday. I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you with us on WAMBRadio.com or at 1130 or 106.9 in Brazil or 99.5 in Terre Haute. Wherever you're listening to us, thanks so much. Be sure to follow us on Twitter. You can also like us on Facebook, and we'd love to hear from where you're listening to us at today. So if you want to go on our WAMB The Breeze Facebook page, give us a shout-out and let us know where you're following the Knights from today. It could be local. It could be somewhere across the country. But let us know and give your shout-out to Northview and the Fighting Knights today. Well, let's see if Northview can come up with something here in the second inning. Caden Schrader will lead things off. He's the shortstop. Gavin Jones, the third baseman, is on deck. Then Braden Krieger, the center fielder, and then Hunter Johnson to clean things up. Knights need some hits and runs, trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. Here comes the pitch. That ball popped up and out of play. So Cale Weimer delivers the pitch. That's a called strike. 0-2 the count. Here comes the next pitch. Nice smash out to left field. That's danger. It's going back to the fence. He's rounding first, heading for second, and it looks like that will be a stand-up double for Caden Schrader. He found the sweet spot out in left field. It's about 320 down both lines, 350 in the power alleys, and 365 straight back. So that went almost to the 320 mark. Now this will bring up Gavin Jones, the third baseman. So the tying run is on at second with no outs here in the bottom of the second. Here comes the pitch. There was an attempted bunt, but it's going to be popped up out of bounds, out of the field. So the count is 0-1 on Gavin Jones. So Jones will step in. Here comes the pitch. Called strike as he started to get into a bunt position. Today's game is service of Vanjie Sutherland with Blue Realty. Vanjie has her own new realty company. Give her a call so she can help you with your buying and selling needs at 841-1893 or find her on Facebook. That pitch a bit high. That's a ball. So the count, 1-2 on Gavin Jones. You've got Caden Schrader at second. Nobody on the corners at first and third. The pitch, that's low and in the dirt. So the count, 2-2. So 2-2 on Gavin Jones. Kale Weimer delivers the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikes him out. That'll be the third strikeout of the day for Kale Weimer. And now this will bring up Braden Krieger, the center fielder.
The center fielder, Braden Krieger.
So the Knights need a big hit right here. Let's see if Krieger in the eighth spot can make it happen. The pitch. He tries for a bunt. They're going to play at second, but Schrader is back in time. And the first pitch, they're calling a strike, 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Lebanon beat South Vermilion earlier today, 11-4, but Lebanon opened up with a 1-0 lead, but then never looked back. The pitch, check swing, got him. So another strikeout for Weimer and Crawfordsville. So Krieger will head back to the dugout. Hunter Johnson is your batter. So Schrader opened up the second with a nice double. He had a hard hit ball back toward the left field line around the 320 mark. But Knights have failed to take advantage of his position. But now on a pass ball, that'll put Schrader at third. So now the Knights have a runner in scoring position at third. Can they drive him in and tie this game up? That's the big million-dollar question right now. Hunter Johnson at the plate, 2 here in the bottom of the second. Nobody at first and second. So Johnson takes a lead at third. The pitch from Weimer. Swing and a miss for a strike. The count 0-2. Kale Weimer delivers the pitch. That ball smashed down toward the second baseman. And Corsi is there. He makes the throw to Underwood at first. They get the out, and they prevent the run. So in the inning, no runs. There was one base hit for the Knights. No errors. We left one on. We have played two. And on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's Crawfordsville leading Northview 1-0.
Sheriff Paul Harden and the rest of the Clay County Sheriff's Department wants to wish all local area teams the best of luck in the postseason. They are rooting you on. If you're heading to and from the postseason games, please be safe. Remember, don't text and drive. Keep your hands on the wheel at all times with your eyes on the road, and keep that seatbelt on. Sheriff Paul Hardin and the entirety of the Clay County Sheriff's Department is rooting on all local area high school teams this postseason.
Hi, I'm Agent Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Born and raised in Clay County with my wife, Stephanie, and two boys, Colton and Casey. When I'm not working, you can find me around town spending time with my family, especially at Northview High School, cheering on the Knights. As your local insurance agent, my priority is to make sure you and your family have the coverage you need so you will be protected when the unexpected happens.
Stop knocking on wood and call my dad, Chad, at 812-208-3244. Go Knights!
You're listening to the best in high school sports on WAMB The Breeze.
Back live at Crawfordsville, I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in on this Memorial Day. It's a 1-0 ball game. Crawfordsville leading Northview as we head to the top half of the third inning. Jude Corsi is the batter. He got on with an error the first time around, and that ball smashed back to the dugout for the Knights. So that's a foul ball, 0-1 the count. And Corsi was the only run so far in this game. He steps up to the plate. Landon Carr looks in, takes a sign, delivers a pitch. That's low for a ball. The 1-1 pitch. That ball lined foul down the right field line. Good crowd is on hand for today's games. No question Lebanon has the biggest crowd, but they've had a great season. And, of course, Crawfordsville's got several here, too, being the home team. Not a bad Northview fan group here as well. Swing and a miss, and they struck him out on that pitch. So, of course, he will head back to the dugout. That will be the third strikeout of the game for Landon Carr. And this will bring up Austin Motes, the shortstop. This was the batter that Carr was able to tag out when he attempted the bunt. Here comes the pitch. Low and outside for a ball. That's a called strike. 1-1 the count. Again, this is Austin Motes, the shortstop. One nothing lead for the Athenians. Landon Carr delivers the pitch outside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Swing and a miss on that pitch for a strike. 2-2 the count. Checking Rick Simler from Channel 10. His Twitter feed shows that North Davies beat Lagodi today in the semifinal 6-5. Also, Vincennes able to win today over Pike Central 10-0 as that pitch is outside. In the semifinal round, White River Valley beats Bloomfield 8-3, so that's at the Shackamack sectional. The pitch, low and outside. And that was a ball. So that's ball four. So Motes is on with a walk. And it looks like Riverton Park wins the softball sectional. So congratulations to Riverton Park. So South Vermillion and both Riverton Park are sectional winners today in girls softball. How about that? This is Alex Kellerman, and they make a throw to first. Carr does, runner back in time. Yeah, Riverton Park beats North Vermilion in five innings, 13-3. First Lady Panthers sectional championship since 2017. So congratulations to both Riverton Park and South Vermilion for winning girls' sectional championships in softball. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. So Kellerman with an 0-1 count with one down, a runner at first, nobody at second and third. And Crawfordsville leading 1-0 over Northview. A throw to first base. The runner is there in time. That's Austin Motes. The 0-1 pitch. That's foul. 0-2 the count. Off to the tennis courts, it looks like, or that direction. Landon Carr delivers the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner and caught him looking for the second strikeout of the inning, his fourth strikeout of the day. So with two down, this will bring up A.J. Hall, the catcher. He got on in the first with a single.
The catcher, A.J. Hall.
Motes is on at first. He got on with a walk. Nobody at second and third. Two down here in the top half of the third. The pitch. That's a ball. Today's game is brought to you in part by Mason's Glass and Mirror in Brazil, your hometown full-service glass shop. A throw to first. Motes is back in time. Another throw to first, and the runner is safe. Carr delivers the pitch. That's a strike, a called strike. Count 1-1. The 1-1 pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1 the count. Again, A.J. Hall is your batter for Crawfordsville. A runner at first, nobody at second and third, two down here in the top half of the third. Crawfordsville leading Northview 1-0. Here's the pitch from Landon Carr. That ball popped up and out of play toward the football field behind me. I'm really starting to warm up to these turf fields. It's kind of cool to see that. Northview's got one now and for football, but I was really convinced earlier in the week when we went to Bloomington South to play that final game in the girls' softball championship, and that was a real treat to have that. Oh, a throw to second on an attempted stolen base, and they're able to throw him out. So a nice job as Edwards gets it to Schrader. And that ends the inning. So for the Athenians, they did not pick up any runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. We have played 2.5, and on the Great Dane scoreboard, Crawfordsville continues to lead Northview 1-0.
Imagine this, laying back on a perfect 80-degree day on your floaty in your above-ground or in-ground pool. Sounds nice, right? Sparkle Pools in Terre Haute can help make you have a lifetime of fun and memories. Visit MySparklePools.com for more information and get started on your preferred pool. Sparkle Pools in Terre Haute has been your trusted pool service for over 50 years. Sparkle Pools wants to wish the North United team the best of luck. Sparkle Pools, the Wabash Valley's number one pool builder.
Hey friends, it's Mavery from Bits and Bites in Brazil. I want to invite you to our storefront for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. We're located on National Avenue. Just look for our Bits and Bites sign. Our menu is jam-packed and it's still growing. We have everything from coffee, tea, lemonade refreshers, flavored frappes, and breakfast pizza to Philly cheesesteaks, wraps, salads, and so much more. Check out our daily specials on our Bits and Bites Facebook page. Bits and Bites, where you walk in the door as a guest and leave as part of our family.
The voice of the Northview Knights, WAMB.
Back live at Crawfordsville High School, I'm Dave Crooks on WAMB The Breeze. We're on AM 1130 and 106.9 in Brazil. We're also on the web at WAMBradio.com. In Terre Haute, we're at 99.5. Glad to have you tuned in on this Memorial Day Monday afternoon. 1-0 still the score. Crawfordsville with the lead. And due up for the Knights should be Coy Edwards, followed by Peyton Lear and Landon Carr. Today's game is brought to you in part by Sparkle Pools in Terre Haute. Get a head start on the warm weather and visit mysparklepools.com and pick out your preferred pool today. The Wabash Valley's number one pool builder. You folks listening to us today by your pool, I'm envious, I have to admit. I had a pool years ago, and it was quite nice. And we kept losing the foundation. And I could either fix it for 20 grand or bury it for 2 grand. So being the fiscally wise person that I am, I chose to bury it for 2 grand. It was just one of those pools that just wouldn't hold the foundation. Long story, but first pitch, that's a ball. 1-0 the count on Coy Edwards, who did get a single to lead things off in the first. Here comes the pitch. That's outside for a ball. Also want to thank Lynn's Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in downtown Brazil, for one of our new Northview sponsors. Glad to have all of our Northview sponsors with us all year long, and looking forward to football and basketball next winter, and it'll be here before you know it, as the count now 3-0 on Coy Edwards, as that last pitch is also a ball. The next pitch, the old automatic works, 3-1 the count, as Edwards takes a strike. Cale Weimer delivers the 3-1. Nice solid hit to left field. He found the hole between short and third, so he is on with another single. So now this will bring up Peyton Lear, the right fielder. He got hit by a pitch in the first inning.
The right.
So Northview has a runner at first. That's the tying run. The go-ahead run is at home plate. No outs here at the top of or the bottom of the third. A throw to first, and Edwards is back in time. Here comes the pitch. That's a foul. Or excuse me, no, I think it was a, I'm waiting for the scoreboard, but I think it's 1-0, is that right? The 1-0 pitch. Nice, solid smash in the air, going back to left field, going back, is it gone? Is it fair territory? No, it's in foul territory. Oh, my goodness, that went over the wall at the 320 mark, and I think the wind probably helped it just a bit there. Wow. I thought it was out of here, and it was, but unfortunately it was out of here in the foul territory area. So, and again, that wind coming out of the south, blowing to the east, it looks like. I think that had a lot to do with blowing that into foul territory. Doggone it. The 1-1 pitch coming up from Weimer. Runner heading for second. That ball, a grounder to the second baseman. After a couple of hops, he grabs it, makes the throw to first, and there's an out. So a fielder's choice 4-3 play. This will bring up Landon Carr, the pitcher for the Knights.
The pitcher. Carr
flew out to the second baseman in the first, so he's 0-for-1 today. I mentioned earlier about all these games being kind of all bottlenecked up around the Memorial Day weekend. Here I've got my Rockville station, WAXI, both South Vermillion and Riverton Park. That ball popped up in right field. We'll continue that in a second. Actually, in shallow, it's going to be a second base catch by Jude Corsi, and there's two down. So here tomorrow night's a regional championship, and there's just no time to get on the phone tomorrow and sell sponsors and create messages and have it ready to go by tomorrow night. And then which team do you pick? And that's why sometimes we don't always do spring sports on some of our other stations. It's just it's hard to do. But that pitch is low, by the way, to Nate Rissler. But thanks to your Brazil area businesses, we've been able to put Northview on now for 5 years in a row and given the Knights a lot of on-air coverage, and we hope you're appreciating that today. I know I do, and appreciate all of our sponsors with us all year long as that pitch is outside, 2-0 the count. Knights have a runner at second base. That's Coy Edwards. And on that pitch, that's a ball, 2-1 the count. The 2-1 pitch. That's low for a ball. The count 3-1. So Nate Rissler struck out in the first, but trying to find a way to bring Edwards home. Bats left-handed. He steps back up into the batter's box with a 3-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And that makes it a full count at 3-2. Big pitch coming up for Nate Rissler and Cale Weimer. Weimer checks the runner at second. The payoff pitch. That's high for ball four. And Rissler is on with the base on balls. And now this will bring up Devin Barnhart, who got caught looking in the first and struck out. Two down here in the bottom half of the third inning. Boy, the Knights need a big hit right here. Cale Weimer checks Edwards at second, who has a significant lead. That pitch on the inside corner for a called strike. So the count is 0-1 on Devin Barnhart. And a throw to second. Is Edwards back in time? Yes, he is. So you've got Coy Edwards at second. Nate Rissler at first. Nobody at third. Two down here in the bottom of the third. Devin Barnhart is your batter. Knights trailing 1-0. Here's your pitch. That's high for a ball. The count 1-1. Tomorrow night, we're going to cover Clay City girls softball as they play in the regional championship. And our Northview sponsors will just get that as a bonus game. We want to get the Eels on the radio tomorrow night, and that's the best way to make it happen. 5:35 pregame show. Swing and a miss on that pitch for strike two. West Vigo's got both baseball and softball playing for regionals this week. West Vigo will be at home tomorrow night for their girls' regional. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Truck him out, and the Knights miss another opportunity to get some runs on the board. No runs. Let's see. There was one hit, no errors, two left on. We have played three on the Great Dane scoreboard, and at the end of three, it's still Crawfordsville 1, Northview nothing.
Mason's Glass and Mirror in Brazil is your hometown full-service glass shop, specializing in commercial storefronts, residential glass repair and replacement, and custom order glass and mirrors. Mason's also does screen and storm window repairs. Need a frameless shower installed? Let Mason's do it for you. See examples of their work on Facebook at Mason's Glass and Mirror, LLC, or call them at 812-691-6207. Mason's Glass and Mirror, located at 912 West National Avenue in Brazil.
As
the North Unites baseball and softball teams get down to business in postseason play, time for you to head on over to Brazil Snow Biz. Bring the family on down for the best shaved ice around. Head over to the Brazil Snow Biz Facebook page for hours and to find out what location they will be parked at. Their home location is at 719 East Jackson Street in Brazil. And Brazil Snow Biz wants to let you know that they'll be rooting on the Knights softball and baseball team today in postseason play. Go Knights!
This is WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
Back live at Crawfordsville High School on this Memorial Day Monday afternoon. I'm Dave Crooks. Thanks for tuning in today on WAMB Brazil Terre Haute, AM 1130 and 106.9 in Brazil, also 99.5 in West Terre Haute, and from anywhere at WAMBradio.com. So happy that you tuned in today for our Northview postseason baseball coverage. A.J. Hall will be your batter for Crawfordsville when things get underway here in the fourth. He got a single in the first. He bats left-handed. Knights have their work cut out for them, trailing 1-0 here in this semifinal game. The pitch, that's outside for a ball. So the winner of this game plays at 6 o'clock tonight against Lebanon for the sectional championship and the right to go to Danville Saturday for the regional. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss on that next pitch. And the count 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Outside 2-1. Today's game is brought to you in part by Bits and Bytes, where you walk in the door as a guest and leave as part of their family. The next pitch. Called strike right across the center of the plate. The 2-2 pitch. Well, the batter stepped out of the batter's box right before the stretch. It wasn't a balk. Now we're set to go. Landon Carr delivers the 2-2 pitch. Called strike. Caught him looking. Nice strikeout by Landon Carr. Let's see. That will be 5 strikeouts in the game for Landon Carr so far today. This will bring up Wyatt Motes, the right fielder. He flew out to the center fielder in the first inning. Carr delivers the pitch. That ball smashed down to second base, picked up by Hunter Johnson. He'll make the throw to Devin Barnhart, and there's two down. So if you're keeping track at home, that's a 4-3 play. And now this will bring up Calden Underwood, the first baseman. Oh, I called him Calden. It's Caden, excuse me. So Caden Underwood steps in, struck out on the second. Here's the pitch. Way inside for a ball. Landon Carr takes a sign, delivers the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss for a strike. Today's game brought to you by Brazil Ace Hardware. They are the helpful place. Called strike on that pitch. Always enjoy walking into the Brazil Ace Hardware. They always have helpful people. And be sure to thank Steve and the staff for sponsoring games here on WAMB. The 1-2 pitch. Called strike. Struck him out. Caught him looking. So for Crawfordsville in the fourth, 3 up, 3 down. We've played 3.5, and on the Great Dane scoreboard, Crawfordsville leads Northview 1-0.
Have you heard the big news? Well, Vanjie Sutherland, how about you tell them?
I am beyond excited to announce my new real estate company, Blue Realty. I'm here for all your real estate buying and selling needs. Give me, Vanjie Sutherland, a call at 812-841-1893 or find me on Facebook. I look forward to beginning this journey with my new business, Blue Realty, and helping you in your buying or selling journey. Blue Realty is proud to support the Northview Knights. Good luck in sectional.
Brazil Ace Hardware, the helpful place. The place where the faces are familiar because those faces are your neighbors and friends. The place where when you need something or you have questions, they are always happy to help. Sure, you can find your hardware needs at the big box stores, but there's nothing like the feeling of being welcomed and recognized. That's exactly what you'll find at Brazil Ace Hardware.
Located at the corner of State Road 59 and Jackson Street.
Your hometown hardware store.
This is your home for Northview Sports, WAMB, The Breeze.
Back live at Crawfordsville High School, I'm Dave Crooks on WAMB, The Breeze. We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning where Northview is trailing Crawfordsville by a score of 1-0. The winner of this game plays Lebanon at 6 p.m. tonight here at Crawfordsville for the sectional championship and the right to move on to the regional this Saturday in Danville. Caden Schrader will be your batter. He got a nice stand-up double in the second, so let's see if his bat is still hot. Gavin Jones will follow Schrader, and then it'll be Braden Krieger, and then Hunter Johnson. So Caden Schrader will step up to the plate, right-handed batter. Short infield meeting breaks up for the Athenians. So Schrader will see if he can get a big hit with the Knights only getting one hit so far in this game, three for the Athenians. Swing and a miss on that first pitch, strike one. Southmont advances to the 2A sectional championship at Park Heritage tonight. They beat Cloverdale earlier today, 12-1. And it's a close game right now between Park Heritage and North Putnam. They'll play that championship at 7 tonight. 0-2 the count on Schrader. Next pitch in the dirt, 1-2 the count. Again, tomorrow night we're going to bonus the Northview sponsors, the Clay City girls softball game. They're playing on the road at either Indianapolis or Indiana School of Deaf or Bethesda Christian. Hard hit ball to left field. That's in the air. Going back near the wall, and it is caught by the left fielder, Evan Chaney, and there's one down. Boy, Schrader connected on that nicely. Looked like it had a legitimate chance to get across the fence, but it was caught just shy at that 325 or 330 mark. So now this will bring up Gavin Jones, who struck out in the second. The pitch, low and in the dirt, ball one. Defensively for the Athenians, Cale Weimer is on the mound. A.J. Hall, the catcher. Caden Underwood at first. Jude Corsi at second. Bryce Dow at third. And Austin Motes at short. That's a solid smash out the center field. But that, it's not going to be caught, but a good diving attempt. That's going to be a solid base hit for Gavin Jones. So a big hit for the Knights there. Nice effort by Alex Kellerman. He did his best, but he could not catch it. So Kellerman in center field, Chaney in left, Wyatt Motes in right field. That'll be the fourth hit of the game for the Knights. According to our scoreboard, one, two, three. Yeah, okay, there it is, my fielder's choice one, I think. Okay. So Braden Krieger, the center fielder, set to go. Cale Weimer delivers. There was the attempted bunt. It gets past the catcher, so that'll be an easy stolen base for Gavin Jones. Today's game is brought to you in part by Wabash Valley Plumbing, serving Clay and surrounding counties for commercial or residential. Give Walt a call at 812-878-2482 for Wabash Valley Plumbing. The 1-0 pitch, attempted bunt, goes foul down the first baseline. So your line score right now, the Athenians, one run, one hit, no errors. Northview, no runs, four hits, one error. Swing and a miss on that pitch for a strike, and the count is 1-2. Cale Weimer takes a sign, checks the runner at second, delivers the pitch in the dirt and low for a ball, 2-2 the count. Cale Weimer, the right-hander, delivers the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. So Krieger goes down swinging. Six strikeouts today for Cale Weimer. This will bring up Hunter Johnson. He got thrown out on a 4-3 play in the second. Here comes the pitch. Inside corner for a called strike. Today's game, a service of Morris Manufacturing. Join their team by visiting their website, morrismfg.com. The pitch is low, 1-1 the count. Well, Northview's still in a good position. They've got that tying run at second base. They just got to bring him around. They've out-hit the host team today, but where it counts right now, trailing 1-0. The pitch, that ball popped up, should be playable in left field. Evan Chaney is there. He makes the grab, and that ends the Northfield threat, or the Northview threat here in the fourth inning. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We have played four, and on the Great Dane scoreboard, Crawfordsville continues to lead Northview 1-0.
The Northview Knights love Brazil Coffee Grounds, and you will too. Make Brazil Coffee Grounds your go-to stop before school or work every morning and get a coffee, iced latte, or frappe with numerous flavors to choose from to give you the energy you need to start your day. Brazil Coffee Grounds isn't just known for their coffee. Their pastries and lunch items are great too. For a full menu of their drinks and food, visit their Facebook page. Brazil Coffee Grounds wants to wish the best of luck to the Northview Knights.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
Your home for Northview Knights Sports, WAMB The Breeze.
Back live at Crawfordsville High School, I'm Dave Crooks on WAMB The Breeze. We go to the top half of the fifth inning with Northview trailing Crawfordsville 1-0. This will bring up Cale Weimer, the pitcher, thrown out on a 5-3 play in the second, so he's 0-1 today. Landon Carr is on the mound. Coy Edwards, your catcher. Devin Barnhart at first. Hunter Johnson at second. Gavin Jones at third. Caden Schrader at short. Nate Ristler in left. Braden Krieger in center. And Peyton Lear in right field. Here's your pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. Landon Carr, the right-hander, delivers the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. Today's game, a service of Riddell National Bank. Today's banking, yesterday's values at Riddell National Bank. The 0-2 pitch, high for a ball. 1-2 the count. Don't forget to wake up weekday mornings for the latest from CBS Radio News and local news from the DLC Media News Center on the top of the hour here on WAMB. Inside corner for a called strike. Caught him looking, struck him out. Seven strikeouts so far for Landon Carr. This will bring up Evan Chaney. Chaney got hit by a pitch in the second. Landon has hit two players today with hit pitches. That's a foul ball against the backstop, 0-1 the count. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 0-2 the count. Today's game, a service of Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Well, the infield umpire called time, at least coming from the third base area. Now he's running down the line to talk to the ump. I'm not sure what he's seen. I know our crowd mic can't quite pick up that conversation, but he's going to walk out. The ump now is going to walk out to see Landon Carr. And I'm not sure if this is some kind of a verbal warning for some reason or not. But now Coach Trout, they get his attention, and they both wave at each other. So I think things are fine. But so the count is 0-2, I believe, on Evan Chaney. Landon Carr set to go. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Kind of a wild pitch. 1-2 the count. One ball and two strikes as Carr delivers the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. So two strikeouts in a row for Landon Carr. Now we go to the top of the order, and it's Bryce Dowell.
The third baseman, Bryce Dowell.
Well, we got a final. Avon eliminates Terre Haute South 4-2, and they'll now play Brownsburg at the Terre Haute South baseball sectional. So Terre Haute North and South are both out of the baseball tournament. That leaves West Vigo alive when it comes to a team from Vigo County. So the count is 1-1 on Bryce Dowell. They send out some new baseballs to Carr. So a ball and a strike with two down. Dowell steps in. Carr delivers the 1-1 pitch. Inside and low for a ball. Rick Simler from Channel 10 reports Casey Westfield's softball team beats Trico 3-1 to win the Super Sectionals. That means the Lady Warriors advance to the Illinois 1A State Finals for the first time in 15 years. So congratulations to the Casey Westfield team, as that's a strike, 2-2 the count. The 2-2 pitch. Got a piece of it for a foul ball. Tell you what, Indiana fans, you may not appreciate this, but I've got a couple of stations down in Lawrenceville, Illinois, and you know, teams don't just get to play in the postseason tournament. You have to earn that shot, and can be sometimes frustrating. Well, did you win enough games to make it to the regional round, which is the first level of competition in Illinois, and then it goes to the sectionals? And I think there's, what, super sectionals, then the state, something like that. 2-2 pitch. It hit him. Carr has hit his third batter of the day. Oh, wait a minute. Nope, they're going to overrule that decision. They went to the infield umps, and they decided to overrule that decision. So a strikeout it will be. So in the inning for Crawfordsville that time around, there were three up, three down. We have played four and a half. And on the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview trails Crawfordsville 1-0.
message to Amy Spin Class. Happy 29th birthday, Amy. Ha ha.
You're good at voice to text. We're good at your insurance. Find an agent online, over the phone, or in person, and stop knocking on wood.
Micah Bonomo wants to wish the Northview Knights the best of luck this season. Stay local with your insurance. Call Micah today, 812-446-2521.
Brazil Ace Hardware, the helpful place. The place where the faces are familiar because those faces are your neighbors and friends. The place where when you need something or you have questions, they are always happy to help. Sure, you can find your hardware needs at the big box stores, but there's nothing like the feeling of being welcomed and recognized. That's exactly what you'll find at Brazil Ace Hardware.
Located at the corner of State Road 59 and Jackson Street.
Your hometown hardware store.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on WAMB The Breeze.
Back live at Crawfordsville High School, I'm Dave Crooks, where it's 1-0. Crawfordsville leads Northview as we head to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Yeah, I just confirmed with the guys kind of scouting next door, basically on that last strikeout for Bryce Dow. He kind of leaned into the pitch, even though he was hit. You can't just do that and lean in like that to be hit. So that was the right call, and that's how they got three up and three down so quickly. So now when things get rolling here in a moment, it will be Coy Edwards to lead things off. He's got a single each time he's batted today, so let's see if he can get things off to a strong start for the Knights. Peyton Lear will follow, followed by Landon Carr and Nate Rissler. If you get a chance, thank your local Brazil area business that you hear on the radio today for sponsoring the Knights. As I mentioned, we've got several other local teams playing in both baseball and softball. They don't get radio coverage, but Northview does, and it's only possible thanks to these great local sponsors. So if you get a chance, tell them thanks, and we'll be working on renewals for next season. And if you're one of those businesses in the community that would like to be a part of our Northview broadcast, it's quite affordable. Give us a call tomorrow at the Radio Center at 420-2518, and we'll help make it happen. So with Coy Edwards leading off and the Knights needing a big run, let's see what happens here in the bottom of the fifth. A swing and a miss on the first pitch for strike one. Again, congratulations to both South Vermilion and Riverton Park as they are girls softball sectional champions today. That ball is in the air, and it's going to be caught by the first baseman in foul territory. Nice job by Caden Underwood. There's one down. This will bring up Peyton Lear. Lear got hit by a pitch in the first, got on with a fielder's choice in the third. Or actually, he got thrown out on the first base on a 4-3 play, I should say, in the third. First pitch is a strike, 0-1 the count. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2 the count now on Peyton Lear. Knights have got to get some hits with runs. That's basically the big hangup so far. We've left, what, six stranded so far in this game? As that pitch is a ball, 1-2 the count. We've even out-hit Crawfordsville 4-1, but they've got the one statistic that we don't. They lead 1-0. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and they strike out Peyton Lear. So now this will bring up Landon Carr. He flew out both times to the second baseman, so he's 0-2. And again, the measurements here at the baseball field, 320 down the left and right field lines, about 350 to 355 in the power alleys, 365 straight back. First pitch is a called strike on Landon Carr. And the next pitch in the dirt before it hit home plate. 1-1 the count. Cale Weimer, your pitcher. A.J. Hall, the catcher. Caden Underwood at first. Jude Corsi at second. Bryce Dow at third. Austin Motes at short. Evan Chaney is in left field. Alex Kellerman in center. And Wyatt Motes in right. Got a piece of it for a foul ball on that swing. 1-2 the count. Today's game is brought to you in part by Lorenz Service in Brazil. Tony is hiring technicians. He's looking for hardworking individuals to work as a team. You can apply tomorrow morning at Lorenz Service in Brazil. Another foul ball on a swing that time around. Got a piece of it. So the count, 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. That's low. 2-2 the count. Brazil Coffee Grounds reminds you to kickstart your morning with their new specialty drinks. The 2-2 pitch. That's low for a ball. 3-2 the count. So a big pitch coming up for Landon Carr. Here's the payoff pitch. Got a foul ball down the first base line. So Northview is 9 wins and 11 losses on the season. Crawfordsville is 19-6, but they've lost 5 of their last 6. The payoff pitch again. Called strike. Caught him looking, and the Knights go out 3 in a row. 3 up, 3 down. We've played 5 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Crawfordsville continues to lead Northview 1-0.
Walt Goble at Wabash Valley Plumbing is the experienced professional you need on your side. If you're remodeling, doing new construction, needing a water heater, toilet, or faucets, Wabash Valley Plumbing also can upgrade or replace your water, sewer, and gas lines. When you want things done right, done professionally, and done leaving you worry-free, then Wabash Valley Plumbing is who you need. Wabash Valley Plumbing, serving Clay and surrounding counties.
Call Walt today at 812-442-4987. Check them out on Facebook.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. Visit our Timberland store to get everything you need for your new project, and if we don't have the supplies you need in store, we can order it for you. You can even rent the equipment from our rental department. Timberland strives to provide you with the finest residential and commercial building projects at a level of service that is second to none. Quality, integrity, Timberland.
Your home for Northview Sports, WAMB The Breeze.
Well, we're back live at Crawfordsville High School on this Memorial Day. I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in here on WAMB The Breeze. We go to the top half of the sixth inning where Northview trails 1-0. And the first batter will be Jude Corsi. And the first pitch is a ball. He struck out in the third. He got on with an error that allowed him to score in the first, and that big error is really the only reason that Crawfordsville is up 1-0. That's a strike on the second pitch. The 1-1 outside for a ball. The 2-1 pitch, that's a ball, 3-1 the count. Landon Carr delivers the 3-1. That ball lined foul down the right field area, and they will not be able to grab it, even though I'll give Peyton Lear credit for trying. Or actually, that's Devin Barnhart. So give Devin Barnhart credit for trying from first base. Today's game, a service of York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. The payoff pitch, high for ball 4. So Corsi is on with the base on balls. And now this will bring up Austin Motes. Got a base on balls in the third. They threw him out at second when he tried to steal. And then he was tagged out on a 1-4 play in the first. He bats left-handed. That ball popped up foul to the football field behind me. So your line score right now for the Athenians, one run, one hit, no errors. Northview, no runs, four hits, one error. 1-1 the count after that pitch. Knights have got to try a way to keep them from getting more runs and hits and try to find a way to get some runs on the board in the next time around. Swing and a miss on that pitch, 1-2 the count. Boy, it's hard to believe we're about a month away from the Brazil Rotary 4th of July celebration. Got some really great acts coming this year, so check it out at BrazilRotary.org for the full schedule. Called strikeout on that last pitch, so Motes will head back to the dugout. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 strikeouts for Landon Carr. This will bring up Alex Kellerman. First pitch is a low call, a ball. So Crawfordsville has a runner at first, nobody at second and third with one down here in the top of the sixth. Swing and a miss. Today's game also a service of Reliable Garage Doors, your local garage door experts with over 36 years of experience. Reliable Garage Doors. The 1-1 pitch, nice smash to the shortstop, and a throw from Schrader to Johnson is good for the out, but they can't turn it into a double play. But nice work on a 6-4 call right there. So two down here in the inning. Called a 6-4 fielder's choice. So you've got Kellerman at first, nobody at second and third. This will bring up A.J. Hall, who got a single in the first, caught looking and struck out in the fourth. Outside for a ball. Want to know the count? The next pitch, outside for a ball. Landon Carr delivers the next pitch. That ball popped up. I think it's going to be in foul territory, and it is. So 2-1 the count. I'm going to steal some more air from my friends in the next booth. We have to open the door occasionally to let some of that air conditioning flow through. Two balls and a strike. That's a same spot as last time. It'll go foul down the left field line. Today's game, a service of Brackney Insurance Group with offices in Brazil, Rockville, Montezuma, and Greencastle. Here comes the next pitch. Nice smash out to center field. That's trouble for the Knights. Runner rounding second, heading third. As Krieger tries to salvage it, a run will come home, and Crawfordsville takes a 2-0 lead. That's a stand-up double for A.J. Hall. Man, he found the sweet spot there in left center field. Krieger, by the time he retrieved it, the runner was pretty much already at second, and a run came home, which was Alex Kellerman. So now this will bring up Wyatt Motes. Flew out to the center fielder in the first, got thrown out on a 4-3 play in the fourth. Foul. Boy, that was lined down the third base line. The coach was already waving him in, but as they've got a runner at second, that being A.J. Hall. Nobody at first and third with two outs here in the top of the sixth. A good Crawfordsville team leading 2-0. Northview has struggled to score. We've left several stranded. Here's the pitch. Check swing. And looks like they're going to go with a strike, 0-2 the count. Runner takes the lead at second. Nobody on the corners. Carr delivers the pitch. He reaches for that one, a swing and a miss, and that will end the inning. But for Crawfordsville, they pick up a big run on a big double, and there were no errors, and they did leave one stranded. We have played 5.5 on the Great Dane scoreboard, and Crawfordsville now leads Northview 2-0.
Hi, this is Keith Brackney letting you know that HMSB Insurance is now Brackney Insurance Group. Nothing has changed except the name. We offer great rates and the best customer service in the business. Stop in today at any of our four convenient locations in Greencastle, Brazil, Rockville, or Montezuma. Chances are very good that we'll save you money and improve your coverage. Experience the Brackney Insurance Group difference today. Rest easy, we've got you covered.
I am Matt Bilyeu, and this is my account.
Matt Bilyeu of Culver's talks about Riddell National Bank.
My relationship with Riddell started with a personal home loan. From there, it blossomed into a business opportunity. Riddell, I think, is so much more than just a bank. They're a true partner.
For commercial loans and lines of credit, choose Riddell National Bank.
It's been so great, the relationship we have with Riddell. They've partnered with us to make our family's dreams come true.
Member FDIC.
This is WAMB, The Breeze. Like us on Facebook.
Just got a score from Rockville. It looks like Park Heritage leads North Putnam 7-3 in the bottom of the fifth. So thanks to Rich Shulsky for that tweet. Here at Crawfordsville, we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning where Crawfordsville is leading 2-0 over Northview. So we hope the Knights can find a way to get some runs on board. But, boy, when you've stranded six and you've out-hit the other team 2-1 and you still trail 2-0, that just shows you what we're up against. Nate Ristler is your batter. Nate struck out in the first. He got on with the base on balls in the third. So let's see if Ristler can get Northview off to a strong start here in the bottom half of the sixth. Here comes the pitch from Weimer. That's a ball, 1-0 the count. The 1-0 pitch, low for a ball. Tomorrow night we'll have girls softball action. Clay City Eels will be on the road. 5:35 pregame show here on WAMB The Breeze. Swing and a miss on that pitch by Ristler. 1-2 the count. We're going to bonus tomorrow night's Clay City game to our Northview sponsors since there's so little time left to pull that one off, but we want to get that game on the radio. That pitch is low and outside for a ball. And we sure wish the Lady Eels best of luck in their drive to try to go back to the state title game for the second year in a row. Swing and a miss on that pitch by Ristler. And he'll head back to the dugout where Devin Barnhart is due up next. Nine strikeouts today for Cale Weimer for Crawfordsville. And two of those strikeouts went to Devin Barnhart, who is your next batter. Swing and a miss on that pitch, 0-1 the count. Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Micah Bonomo in Brazil invites you to stay local with your insurance by calling her at 446-2521. The 0-1, Steve Reich on the inside corner, a called strike, 0-2 the count. The 0-2 pitch, Nice smash out to center field. That's going back to the fence. He's rounding first, heading towards second. That'll be a stand-up double for Devin Barnhart. And now the Knights have a chance to maybe get a run in this inning. Let's see what happens. There's one down, and Caden Schrader is your batter. Caden got a double in the second, flew out to the left fielder in the fourth. And it looks like we're going to have a courtesy runner for Northview as Zach Buell is going to be the courtesy runner over at second for Barnhart.
The pinch runner at second base is number 9, Zachary Buell.
So Schrader, if he can get a big hit, we've got a chance to bring in a run and get closer to Crawfordsville, trailing 2-0. The Athenians scored one in the first, one in the top of the sixth. They have 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors. Northview has no runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. And the Knights have left 6 stranded in this game.
The shortstop, Caden Schrader.
So Schrader will step up to the plate. Come on, Caden. I'm okay spending the entire day in Crawfordsville. Let's win. The pitch. That's high for a ball. Do want to thank all the folks at Crawfordsville that made us feel welcome today, fed us, and gave us a great spot to broadcast from. Inside called strike, count 1-1. Barnhart, the courtesy runner is Buell. He's at second. Swing and a miss on that pitch, 1-2 the count. So nobody on the corners. Zach Buell, the courtesy runner at second. Here comes the pitch from Weimer. Low for a ball, 1-2 the count. The 2-2 pitch. He took a swing at it, but it's foul, and the count will remain 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Ball 3. So now we've got a full count situation. With Caden Schrader, 1 down. We've got Zach Buell at second. Nobody at first and third. Weimer checks the runner. The payoff pitch. Ball 4. So Schrader is on with the base on balls. And now this will bring up Gavin Jones. Jones struck out in the second. Got a single in the fourth. Man, Northview needs a big hit right here. The pitch, he was getting ready to bunt it. He'll step back up to the plate. Here comes the pitch. He'll try to bunt it again. He won't be successful. That makes it a 1-1 count. Zach Buell at second. Caden Schrader at first. Nobody at third. 1 down. Bottom of the 6th. Northview trailing Crawfordsville. 2-0. Foul ball on that one. Or is it? No, I thought he hit it with his bat, but I guess he didn't. The ball got past the catcher, and the runners will advance. So now Buell goes to third. Schrader goes to second, and the Knights are just one step closer of finally getting a run on the board. So Gavin Jones, a chance to be a big hero right here. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. That evens the count at 2-2. So big pitch coming up for both Cale Weimer and Gavin Jones. The 2-2 pitch. That ball, a small grounder, but it's short. This pitcher was struggling on what to do, and they run out of time. A runner comes home to score. The Knights are finally on the board. It's a 2-1 ball game in favor of Crawfordsville. So this isn't the best description, but I would call that a baby hit. I mean, it wasn't hit very far or hard, and what made it tough on the pitcher was Cale Weimer. I mean, he didn't expect it to be that close after just being a little bit of a bunt, and by the time he realized it was his to play, he couldn't do much with it. So now Schrader will be at third, Jones at first. Are we going with a pinch hitter? Let's see. Cameron Green will be the pinch hitter for Braden Krieger, who struck out the last two times. So the coach is going to give Green a try. And now some additional instructions to him. So nobody at second base, but we do have runners at first and third. Again, Schrader is at third. Jones is at first. There's one down. Knights have finally been able to put a run on the board. As Jones got it, I called it a baby hit. That wasn't trying to be offensive by any means, but it just didn't go far. It might as well have been a bunt. But the fact that it wasn't really a bunt kind of threw off the pitcher, Cale Weimer. And by the time he realized it was his to field, he couldn't make the play. So I think we're set to go. Cam Green will step in. Runners take their leads at first and third. Again, nobody at second. Here comes the pitch. Got a foul ball. 0-1 the count. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, WAMB The Breeze. Let us know where you're tuned in today. That's a low pitch. It'll be an easy stolen base for Gavin Jones. He'll make it to second. So a 1-1 count on Cam Green, the pinch hitter. The pitch. That's a ball. 2-1 the count. That's a called strike. The count even at 2-2. Big pitch coming up for both Cale Weimer and Cam Green. The 2-2. Foul ball. Count remains 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Ball three. Now we've got a full count. So a full count situation. One down. Runners at third and second. Knights trailing 2-1. Big pitch on the way. Here we go. Cam Green. Can he do it? The payoff pitch. Ball four. He walks. We'll take it. So now the Knights have the bases loaded. And it looks like unless Coach Trout changes his mind, the batter will be Hunter Johnson, and he's walking down the third baseline to talk to Hunter right now. Very short conversation between the coach and his second baseman. Hunter thrown out on a 4-3 play in the second, flew out to left field in the fourth. So this is going to be big for Northview. Can they tie the game, possibly take the lead? After trailing 1-0, then finally trailing 2-0 when the bottom of the sixth got rolling, the Knights have got one run back, and they've got the bases loaded. One down here in the bottom of the sixth. A All runners take their leads at all three bases. Cale Weimer delivers the pitch. That's a called strike right across the middle of the plate. So Hunter Johnson in the number nine spot for the Knights, trying to be a hero right now in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Man, he was swinging for the fences there. He gave it a lot of power, but it wasn't a real smooth swing. The 0-2. Ball. 1-2 the count. A walk would be just as good of a hit right now, so let's see what happens. 1-2 the count. Cale Weimer delivers the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. So now with two down, we go to the top of the order with Coy Edwards.
The pitcher, John Edwards.
So Coy Edwards, a chance to be a hero. He got a single on the first, a single on the third. He flew out to the first baseman in foul territory in the fifth. The pitch. Solid hit, straight back, going back towards center field, but oh, it's going to be short. It will be caught by Alex Kellerman, and that ends the Northview threat in the inning. Doggone it, no runs. There was a total of two base hits, no errors, and three left on. We have played six on the Great Dane scoreboard, and Crawfordsville leads Northview 2-1.
What makes Lynn's Pharmacy different from the big chains? People. When you walk into Lynn's Pharmacy, you'll see friends and neighbors on both sides of the counter.
We come to Lynn's Pharmacy because of Lynn and his staff. They're also knowledgeable and helpful and always willing to take the time to give us good advice.
May not be in every corner, but Lynn's Pharmacy and its predecessors have been trusted in the community since 1872. Lynn's Pharmacy, a modern pharmacy with old-fashioned values and personal service in downtown Brazil.
We all need insurance, whether it's personal or commercial. Use someone you can trust. I'm Nick McCollum with First Insurance Group here in Brazil. I graduated from Northview High School and attended Indiana State University. My family is all about the Knights. You can trust me to help you get all your insurance needs taken care of. Give me a call at 812-208-2457 or visit us at figprotects.com. Let me, Nick McCollum, work for you. Come grow with us and we will help you stay protected.
11:30 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM, WAMB, The Breeze.
Well, back live at Crawfordsville High School, I'm Dave Crooks on WAMB, Brazil Terre Haute, AM 1130 and 106.9 in Brazil, 99.5 in Terre Haute on the web at WAMBradio.com. We go to the top half of the seventh inning. For Crawfordsville, it will be Caden Underwood leading things off unless they decide to change it up. And he has struck out twice. Cale Weimer, the pitcher, will bat after Underwood. And then Evan Chaney in the number nine spot will bat third. Boy, the Knights today, doggone it. They still have a shot. But the thing that's been most troubling for the Knights today, they've left nine people on base stranded. And we've out-hit Crawfordsville 6-2, but we've not outscored them. Crawfordsville has lost five of their last six games. And I'm told their biggest challenge, losing their top pitcher, Cale Corsi, who broke a finger. And that has really caused some problems late in the season for the Athenians. So Underwood steps in, swing and a miss on the first pitch from Landon Carr. The 0-1 pitch across the plate for a strike. Landon Carr is your pitcher for the Knights. Coy Edwards, the catcher. Devin Barnhart at first. Hunter Johnson at second. Gavin Jones at third. Caden Schrader at short as Carr delivers. That ball popped up and out of play. Nate Ristler in left field. Braden Krieger in center. And Peyton Lear in right field. A 2-1 ball game in favor of Crawfordsville. The winner of this game plays Lebanon at 6 o'clock today for the 3A sectional title. That's a ball on that pitch. 1-2 the count. We played this game a year ago at North Montgomery, and the Knights won the sectional, went on to lose to a very good Brebeuf team at Danville at the regional. That ball popped up and out of play. Count remains 1-2. If Crawfordsville holds on to win, they're going to have their hands full against Lebanon, as Lebanon really beat up on them last week. The 1-2 pitch. That ball looped out to shallow. Well, actually, it's going to be caught by the second baseman. Give credit to Hunter Johnson. I thought that was going to drop in short center, but it ended up dropping near the second base bag. Hunter dove for it, made a diving catch, and there's one down. So nice job to Hunter Johnson. That actually has a chance to be the play of the game, brought to you by Mountain Dew Energy. So now with Kel Weimer as your batter, thrown out on a 5-3 play in the second, caught looking and struck out in the fifth. And now he's hit. They hit him. Let's see, how many times have we done that today? At least three, if not four times. One, two. I recorded three, I guess. I thought there might have been four, but I've only recorded three. So with one down here in the top of the seventh, a runner at first, nobody at second and third. This will bring up Evan Chaney, the left fielder. He was hit by a pitch in the second, and he struck out in the fifth. Today's game, a service of Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Text or call Chad at 208-3244. We'll have to figure out who the player of the game will be today, sponsored by Chad Schottmeyer. Swing and a miss on that pitch. Today's game also a service of York Chevy Buick of Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Swing and a miss on that pitch, and the count is 0-2. So again, the Athenians have a runner at first base, nobody at second and third, one down here in the top of the seventh, and the Knights trailing Crawfordsville 2-1. Here's the pitch. That's high. Landon Carr with the 1-2 pitch. That's low for ball two. The 2-2 pitch. That's a ball. The count is full. So Evan Chaney trying to keep the inning alive here for Crawfordsville. One down here in the top of the seventh. They've got a runner at first, nobody at second and third. Here comes a payoff pitch. Foul ball. Today's game brought to you in part by Great Dane in Brazil. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Landon Carr delivers the payoff pitch. Inside, ball four. So Evan Chaney will walk. That'll put two on for Crawfordsville with only one down here in the top of the seventh inning. We'll go to the top of the order with Bryce Dowell, the third baseman. Dowell was hit by a pitch in the first, struck out in the second, struck out in the fifth. Landon Carr checks the runner at second, then delivers the pitch, and that's foul ball. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of our community, and we're proud to have PDF as one of our longtime Northview sponsors. Carr delivers. That's a called strike. So the count is 0-2. Landon can use a strikeout right now. with runners at first and second, both taking big leads. Nobody at third. 2-1 lead. Northview trails Crawfordsville. The 0-2 pitch. That's a ball. Swing and a miss on that pitch, and Carr strikes him out. So good job by Landon Carr.
The second baseman,
12 strikeouts for Landon Carr today unofficially. This will bring up Jude Corsi. He was that first lonely run that scored in this game when we allowed an error in the first. Check swing. Swing and a miss for a strike. So Corsi scored in the first, an unearned run, a strikeout in the third, and then a walk in the sixth. Runners take their lead at first and second. Swing and a miss on that pitch, and now it's an 0-2 count with two down. So the hope is that Carr can get himself out of this inning. The Knights can come back and win it in the bottom of the seventh, trailing by one. Landon Carr with the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and Carr strikes him out for his 13th strikeout of the day. So, for Crawfordsville in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on. We have played 6.5, and on the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview trails Crawfordsville 2-1.
Did you know the majority of domestic automobiles on the road today have parts made in Brazil, Indiana at Morris Manufacturing? Morris Manufacturing in Brazil is hiring for several positions. All training is done in-house, so no experience is required. This is a full-time job. Starting wages have increased to $13 an hour. To begin your new career at Morris Manufacturing, apply today at morrismfg.com or in person at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
This is WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
WAMB Brazil, Terre Haute, AM 1130 and 106.9 in Brazil, 99.5 in Terre Haute, on the web from anywhere at WAMBradio.com. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Crooks. Happy Memorial Day. Remember, this is a day set aside to honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our nation. And there's been many. So think of those today as you celebrate a day off for so many. The Knights have a chance to win this game here in the bottom of the seventh, but they've got to get some hot bats, and we've got to find a way to bring these runners home. Now, the good news is Peyton Lear will lead things off. He's in the number two spot. He got hit by a pitch in the first. Let's see. A fielder's choice in the third, strikeout in the fifth. So that's where he was at this game, and let's see if he can get things started with a hit right now. Landon Carr is on the deck. Nate Ristler is batting next after Carr. That pitch almost hit him. He had to kind of duck or move his head back quickly. So an 0-1 or a 1-0 count to Peyton Lear. The 1-0 pitch. And that's ball two. Don't forget, tomorrow night, 5:35, we're back on the air with the Clay City Girls in regional play and softball action. That'll be a bonus broadcast for our Northview sponsors. That pitch is high, kind of a wild pitch. So the count 3-0. So, hey, at this point, a walk is as good as a hit for the Knights. They've got to get some runners on quickly, and they've got to find a way to add at least one run, if not two, to win it here in the bottom of the seventh. The 3-0 pitch, There's the old automatic on the inside corner for a called strike. The 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and now the count is full at 3-2. So a big pitch coming up for Cale Weimer. The payoff pitch. That ball popped up. I think it's going toward foul territory, and it is. I don't have the greatest view down the left field line. Have to really stick my head out to see the scoreboard. And especially if they're hitting foul territory, it's definitely more than a rubberneck. Ball four, we'll take it. Peyton Lear is on with the base on balls. So the tying run is at first with no outs here in the bottom of the seventh, and this will bring up Landon Carr. Now here's a guy that's due. He got caught looking in the fifth and struck out. In the first and in the third, he flew out to the second baseman. Coach Trout wants to talk to him. So they're having a quiet conversation. And meantime, the umpire just lost his helmet, and Coach Trout retrieves it for him. And there may be a pitching change. Yes, there is a pitching change. This call to the bullpen brought to you by Sparkle Pools in Terre Haute. Get a head start on the warm weather now and visit mysparklepools.com and pick out your preferred pool. The Wabash Valley's number one pool builder, Sparkle Pools in Terre Haute. So we've got a break in the action. We'll come back with more after we take this timeout on WAMB.
The Northview Knights love Brazil Coffee Grounds, and you will too. Make Brazil Coffee Grounds your go-to stop before school or work every morning and get a coffee, iced latte, or frappe with numerous flavors to choose from to give you the energy you need to start your day. Brazil Coffee Grounds isn't just known for their coffee. Their pastries and lunch items are great too. For a full menu of their drinks and food, visit their Facebook page. Brazil Coffee Grounds wants to wish the best of luck to the Northview Knights.
I am Matt Bilyeu, and this is my account.
Matt Bilyeu of Culver's talks about Riddell National Bank.
My relationship with Riddell started with a personal home loan. From there, it blossomed into a business opportunity. Riddell, I think, is so much more than just a bank. They're a true partner.
For commercial loans and lines of credit, choose Riddell National Bank.
It's been so great, the relationship we have with Riddell. They've partnered with us to make our family's dreams come true.
Member FDIC.
One promise Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. Tony Lorenz will help and won't rip you off. He'll make sure what needs fixed on your vehicle gets fixed. Lorenz Service is a proud supporter of the Northview Knights, and Lorenz Service is now hiring technicians. Looking for hardworking, caring individuals to work as a team at Lorenz Service. Stop in to see Tony Lorenz today to learn more.
This is 1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM, WAMB, The Breeze.
Back live at Crawfordsville, Indiana, I'm Dave Crooks. We've got a pitching change here in the bottom of the seventh. The new pitcher will be Jude Corsi. He is a freshman. He's the brother of Cale, the junior, who broke a finger a few weeks ago and is out for the season. And so the other changes, the previous pitcher, Cale Weimer, will go to third base, and the third baseman, Bryce Dowell, will move to cover Jude Corsi at second. So now Landon Carr, the pitcher for Northview, looking for his first hit of the day. And I just found out that it's Coach Trout's birthday, so he would like nothing other than a big winning hit right here, even a home run. Here's the pitch. Hard hit ball, going back, going back, going back. It is gone. It's at the fence. Or is it gone? It is gone. It was above the yellow line. That's a home run, and the Knights win it in a walk-off home run by Landon Carr. 3-1, Northview over Crawfordsville is my understanding. The Knights are celebrating at home plate. And just like that, the Crawfordsville season is over. That is definitely your play of the game brought to you by Mountain Dew Energy. Landon Carr hit that sucker. And man, it actually hit the top of the fence, but it hit the yellow marking, and that's all it took. And wow, what a big home run for Landon Carr and the Knights. And I'll be staying late in Crawfordsville today as the Knights will make it to the championship tonight against Lebanon. What a big win for Northview, and they're going to shake hands at the field. And man, oh man, the Crawfordsville team is just stunned. So a big win for the Northview Knights. They pull it off with the Landon Carr home run here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And we'll come back to wrap it up after we take these messages.
Hi, I'm Agent Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Born and raised in Clay County with my wife, Stephanie, and two boys, Colton and Casey. When I'm not working, you can find me around town spending time with my family, especially at Northview High School, cheering on the Knights. As your local insurance agent, my priority is to make sure you and your family have the coverage you need so you will be protected when the unexpected happens.
Stop knocking on wood and call my dad, Chad, at 812-208-3244. Go Knights!
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. Visit our Timberland store to get everything you need for your new project, and if we don't have the supplies you need in store, we can order it for you. You can even rent the equipment from our rental department. Timberland strives to provide you with the finest residential and commercial building projects at a level of service that is second to none. Quality, integrity, Timberland.
Doug Nevins and the entire team at Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning are proud supporters of local high school athletics. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning is one of the area's leading Ream Pro partners. For more than 20 years, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning has served customers in Brazil and throughout the entire Wabash Valley. Their reliable services, transparent fees, and friendly expert technicians have made them a hometown name you can trust. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet.
Hey friends, it's Mavery from Bits and Bites in Brazil. I want to invite you to our storefront for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. We're located on National Avenue. Just look for our Bits and Bites sign. Our menu is jam-packed and it's still growing. We have everything from coffee, tea, lemonade refreshers, flavored frappes, and breakfast pizza to Philly cheesesteaks, wraps, salads, and so much more. Check out our daily specials on our Bits and Bites Facebook page. Bits and Bites, where you walk in the door as a guest and leave as part of our family.
Your home for Northview Sports, The Breeze, WAMB.
Dave Crooks back live at Crawfordsville High School, where Northview has won it on a big walk-off home run by Landon Carr in the bottom of the seventh. And Northview advances to the championship game tonight against Lebanon. The final score, 3-2. Here's your unofficial line score. Northview had 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, and 9 left stranded. Crawfordsville had 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors, and they left 5 stranded. But Carr, man, that sucker hit the top of the fence. It actually bounced off. That's why I paused for a moment. I'm thinking, okay, that is a home run, because there was like this look of excitement not only from the Northview team, but then the lack of disbelief by the Crawfordsville team and fans. But sure enough, it was a home run, and Carr drove in Peyton Lear, and those 2 runs make the difference here in the bottom of the seventh, and Northview advances to the championship game. Which that broadcast is going to be coming up here shortly. It's a 6 o'clock first pitch. We should be on the air sometime after 5:40, 5:45, so we'll get a chance to get the field ready to go and take a break, and the Knights will probably get a quick early meal, and then we'll get ready for this big battle tonight at 6 o'clock. So if you can't make it in person, it's not a bad drive up from Brazil. Just keep us tuned in. Keep your radio tuned to Light and Easy, The Breeze, WAMB, and I'll be happy to bring you the play-by-play tonight when Northview takes on a very good Lebanon program. And Lebanon, when you look at them, they are 14 wins and 11 losses for the season. And the Knights now getting closer to 500. They are 10 and 11. So it should be a good battle coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, and we'll have the coverage for you at around 5:45. And I was hoping you would make the trip up here. First of all, answer this question. Is it your birthday today?
A couple days ago.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I told the listeners when I saw that Facebook post, I said there'd be nothing more than what you would want to be getting a Landon Carr home run.
Yeah, I said down there to myself, I said one swing and that was it. And
wow.
Gosh, what a game.
I had to take a deep breath for a second because I saw it bounce back.
Yeah.
But it bounced off the yellow marking.
Off the pole. It bounced off the pole behind it and kicked it back in.
Okay.
And I was panicked. But
the light pole is what
Yeah,
it
there's
hit.
A light pole right behind it. Jim Gruber is a great umpire, and he was right there, and he saw it, and he turned to me, and he said it was over.
Okay, so technically, if it would have hit just the yellow, would it have been
– it hits the yellow and goes over, yeah, bounces over, we're good.
But what if it doesn't bounce over?
The backhand, we're just
playing it. Okay, so that's why it was considered a home run. It hit a light pole.
It literally went over the fence and hit the light pole.
Okay,
so
I got it. All right.
Yeah, we're –
Wow, what a big win, Coach.
Yeah, that's an excellent baseball team. I mean, the Warmer kid goes out there and just throws a really good game. Landon Carr throws a great game. We make a couple mistakes, but nothing, you know, I would just say this. It's nothing out of the ordinary for us. We've learned to live with it. We've learned to kind of live with the mistakes that are there, and it's we know we're fallible at times, and we try to adjust from there. But, man, I'm just so excited for these guys because – You could tell they're fighting, and just trying to get through it and put themselves in a position. Peyton Lear, great at bat there to get a leadoff walk. And so just really happy for Lane. I don't know. Did he have
13 strikeouts.
That's unbelievable, man.
Yeah, it really
unbelievable.
Is.
And
then wins the game for you.
So 6 is what the time's supposed to be. I know right now it's like 4:15.
Right.
We're going to try to get out of the heat.
Will they delay the game maybe or not?
I don't know. I doubt it.
Okay.
Usually they play it straight away. So we'll get out of the heat for just a second. We're going to grab a sandwich, and then we'll be right back. So sometimes it's better that way. You don't have time to sit there and analyze everything or overanalyze.
Sure.
But I think we need to get Coy out of the heat for sure because Coy's going to start for us, and he just caught that whole game. So.
Okay, so Coy will definitely lead things off on pitching tonight. Okay.
Yeah, he'll be the guy.
Okay. Anything else you want to say about this game today?
No, I mean, just it's a great baseball game. I mean, it was a really well-played baseball game. It's a high school baseball game. Mistakes are going to be made. But, you know, both teams, both sets of kids made plays when they needed to. They got timely hits when they needed to. I'd like to see us get a couple more timely hits. But other than that, I mean – you play a good Lebanon team this evening. They're going to have their ace going, and we'll see what we can do with that.
Okay, and when it comes to their ace, that would be who?
Ellsbury.
You know? Ellsbury?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's who we're looking at facing tonight. So
Yeah, and so we'll see. We'll see how it goes, but I know they're going to get the field ready. I'm going to head down with these guys and try to get us out of the heat for just a second.
All right, we'll take a break. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
The win. And Corey Clark's been telling me for 2 weeks – that they were going to find a way to beat Crawfordsville. And I had my doubts at first.
Yeah.
Until I better understood the 5 out of 6 game losing streak.
Yeah, yeah. And so I've said it in the interviews with you, we want to trend the right way at the right time.
And
5 out of 6 winning for us, and now 6 out of 7, you're trending the right way. We've learned how to win, especially those tight games there. And so that plays a big role in this.
All right, Coach. Well, congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Cool off, and we'll be back at 5:45 and say hi to Ganny.
All right, I will. All right, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. Craig Trout on the post-game interview brought to you by York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. Here's what we're going to do, Dave. Take a one-minute break. We'll come back and wrap this up. I've got to announce our player of the game. I don't think it's going to be in doubt whatsoever. And we'll wrap this broadcast up and get ready for the championship in just a little bit here on WAMB.
York Chevrolet Buick of Brazil is a proud supporter of the North Unites.
Hi, this is Drew Shepard from York Chevrolet Buick. Located off Highway 40 in Brazil, we have over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock and are sure to have a vehicle that you and your family will love. Plus, we buy cars at above market value, even if you don't buy ours. With the largest inventory and the lowest prices in the Wabash Valley, it's easy to see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are!
You're number one at York.
Message to Amy Spin Class. Happy 3rd 29th birthday, Amy. Ha, ha.
You're good at voice to text. We're good at your insurance. Find an agent online, over the phone, or in person, and stop knocking on wood.
Micah Bonomo wants to wish the Northview Knights the best of luck this season. Stay local with your insurance. Call Micah today, 812-446-2521.
The voice of the Northview Knights, WAMB, The Breeze.
Back live at Crawfordsville High School, where the Knights have pulled it off in the bottom of the seventh, and they defeat Crawfordsville, ninth-ranked team in 3A, and they pull off an impressive win today, 3-2 over the Athenians. Again, your rundown of the score looked like this. Two runs for Crawfordsville, two hits, no errors, five left on. The Knights had three runs, seven hits, one error, and nine left on. So a big win today. And, hey, there's no doubt about it. Our player of the game brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. And that player of the game is Landon Carr. He had 13 strikeouts today on the mound, but he got the walk-off home run in the bottom of the seventh. He drove in Peyton Lear, and that was the two runs that the Knights needed to win the game, and now they're in the sectional championship for the second year in a row. Should be a great battle. You know, fans, you know what to do. If you have the urge, feel free to get in the vehicle and drive safely, and you can make it by game time from Brazil. But, of course, if you want, get your favorite beverage and keep your radio tuned to WAMB The Breeze, AM 1130 and 106.9 in Brazil, 99.5 in Terre Haute, or on the web at WAMBradio.com. Want to thank our studio producer, Dave Thomas. I'm Dave Crooks. And, again, our final score, 3-2. Northview wins it in the bottom of the seventh. Tune me back in. We'll take a quick dinner break and be back on the air after 5:35 here tonight on WAMB The Breeze.
You've been listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB The Breeze. This game has been brought to you by York Chevy Buick of Brazil, Great Dane Trailers, Reliable Garage Doors, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer, York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil, Bits and Bytes, Riddell National Bank, Timberland Lumber Company, Loren Service in Brazil, Brazil Ace Hardware, Brazil Coffee Grounds, PDF Process Development and Fabrication, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Michael Bonomo, Morris Manufacturing, Wabash Valley Plumbing, Brackney Insurance Group, Midwest Satellite, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, your area Pepsi Distributor Refreshment Services, Lynn's Pharmacy in Brazil, Mason's Glass and Mirror in Brazil, Vanji Sutherland Blue Realty, Clay County Sheriff Paul Harden, and First Insurance Group agent Nick McCollum. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and show your appreciation for making this broadcast possible.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM, WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, a DLC media station.